Didn't have one.
Bong.
That's really loud.
And welcome to Nerdtastic in 3D, entertainment, technology, nerd. Fuck, whatever we talk about, podcast. God, I am not Jason Carter.
Like the worst intro.
You know what? You know what? Though you know what? I'll get better over time.
This is an entertainment industry podcast
where we talk about everything.
Entertainment industry veterans, where we talk about everything and nothing and everything and all things.
See, that made it worse.
That's pretty good.
Yay! Happy New Year. Yeah.
This is a Jewish themed podcast for rabbis and aspiring Hasidic Jews
L'chaim.
That are Mazel about top. Everything Judaica, L'chaim and Mazel Tov.
This will be a short
Shalom.
This will be a short podcast just covered by Sean Curry.
Yay.
Since none of us know anything about the
speak
Jewish
for yourself.
World. Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Well, talk it up, sister.
Not right now.
All
right.
Anyways, I'm Jack.
I have some research.
I'm Jack Geckler.
I'm Liz Heron.
And I'm Shlomo Kearney. I'm going to be over in the mourner corner talking about sitting Shiva.
Moisha?
Rabbi Jason Peckman.
Josh LeBrock.
Sean Fennel, I have no affiliation.
Just the Shiksa Liz Heron.
The Shiksa. Yeah. Get Shiksa appeal.
Shiksa appeal.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we've offended somebody. I'm not sure.
I hope we have.
We're fine.
There's at least
I noticed Jay got really quiet.
That is a goal.
Since lately, you've been taken into another level, brother.
Yeah. That was a mistake. Okay.
Yeah, you repeat it again?
Exactly. What was the mistake?
And again?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Funny thing about a mistake, mostly when people make it, they don't do it the next time.
What do you mean? I only did it once.
At the beginning and end That's of our last said. Podcast.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So, we're back. Crew of us went to Vegas for CES, where we actually did get to record a show.
Vegas!
That
Vegas,
we will baby. Post. It's a special edition show.
Yeah.
Nerdtastic on the road.
It was Nerdtastic on the road.
Nerdtastic.
Surprisingly worked well. Yeah. I think once we started recording.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it was...
Where the fuck were you at?
We stayed at the Luxor.
Mm-hmm. Luxor.
It was me, Jack Eckler, Sean Fennel, and the Liz.
What up?
The Liz.
The Liz.
The Liz.
Everyone else sucked. Josh attempted to.
Yeah. Suck? He was waylaid by an injury.
Did you pull your groin or something?
Everything. No, I slipped my shoulder out of socket.
Oh.
Okay. Just that.
Just a little.
I mean, it's just it's no gaping gash.
It's no gaping gash.
It's not bad.
Everything was working against me.
They can't all
be
ER-worthy trips.
Oh, God.
It was actually, you know, what's funny. It was actually pretty sweet when we got there because we, it's not the most amazing hotel. It is a step up from Excalibur, which is next door.
Mm-hmm.
But when we walked in, it was like, we knew we had a normal room with two queen beds. And I was, in my head, I'm like, where are we going to record? Maybe we'll have a little table. We'll figure something out. We walked up, though. They had pictures of, like... Well, Sean always gets... Because we've been to Vegas a lot. Sean's like, all right, Jack, go do what you do. And I walk up, and it's an older lady.
And
I'm
Jack
like,
completely failed to deliver.
Well, this time...
This lady,
okay, listen.
Not having
yeah,
it.
Listen. Don't blame me when
What's
I walked up.
Play?
I knew.
Play?
There was no play, Jay. This was... No. This lady was just kind of like...
number one.
Hi.
She was like, order from the menu.
And she did. She slid out a card. There's pictures. She goes, you can upgrade to this room? I'm like, how much is that? She's like, 25 extra. I'm like, all right, well, how about that one? And I'm looking at the picture of, like, there was one that
I like
had,
a number
like, a
four
room.
With a side of bed.
And she's like, that one, that
side
one's
of whirlpool?
50. Yeah. Yeah,
I wish.
That's what it was. I was like, what are you getting this one? She goes, well, it gives you, well, she was honest, right up front. She's like, it gives you a tub in the bedroom. I go, like a jacuzzi? She goes, no. A
bathtub.
There's a bathtub, a huge bathtub in your.
It's another place to sleep.
Next to like the two, next to the
yeah,
next to
that's
the bed.
What we
so
said.
It was weird.
But it had
jets.
Yeah, it could fit.
Well, that's the thing. In my head, all of us were like, "Well,
mine
it's got to have jets."
Mine did
because you stayed at the Luxor 2 years ago when they took all of those.
Yeah,
out.
Then that's when they sent me later to go. And
we told us, like, "Hey, let's go get jets."
Wait, some jets.
So what do you like?
No, this was the ironic part. We got in the room.
Yeah,
and all of us look over like. It's a fucking bathtub. And it's a jacuzzi sized
like
bathtub.
Seats in it.
And we all sat in it.
So we all got
in
it.
Together.
You know, it's like a love bug, so we all had to get in to make sure we could fit. We sat in and we're like, okay, this is awkward, get the fuck out. But no, it was cool. The room, like, we looked at the pictures and it was like, sweet. It had a full on living room, which ended
it was only
up
awkward because it was erotic.
Yeah. It was kind
of. Were you expecting to get a free upgrade?
Typically, I can swing that.
How, but how, like, what are you? You're just like, I need an upgrade, and they're like, $25
I'm a nice man.
How about $0
So
I'm a nice man. Jay.
I'm not. I don't mean to sound sexist, but why didn't you send Liz to get the upgrade?
It depends on who you get. We've had women, and we have.
It depends who's up there.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
If it was a guy, I probably would have sent Liz.
Okay. Oh, was it a guy?
It was funny.
It was not a guy. It was an older woman who had been in Vegas her whole life and was not having anything.
It was funny because I saw
those ladies love me. Older ladies love me.
Sean knows.
Jack threw out a feeler, and it was just like
she shot me down.
She just slapped
like one or two things I'll say to be like. To be like, I'll do the lean over the counter, and I'm like trying to get close.
Oh, how do you pronounce your name?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I thought.
And it was Liz stayed back.
Oh, like the truffle.
Like, yeah, what was it? It was some weird name like vagina or chlamydia. It like literally was her name, and I looked at it, and I knew there was no way around it. I'm like, how do you say that? No, it was flangy or flange.
Mole?
Yeah, Vangie. I don't know.
Vangie. That's what it was. It was like vagina. It was Vangie. I looked down, and I go, I got it. So. How do you pronounce that? And I did the whole lean in and get close, and she literally stone cold face Banshee, and just stared at me, and I looked back at Sean. I'm like, yeah, this is
yeah, she's the fuck out of my
face. She's like, oh yeah, that's what I thought.
Do you think
we'll
you
take that
it?
One?
What's that going to cost me? Yeah, we'll take it. We'll take that.
But the thing that was cool about the suite is it had a separate living room space, so we had a perfect space to set up the podcast.
Yeah, that's cool.
The equipment.
In the bathtub.
Broadcasted from the elevator, because that's the coolest part of the Luxor. It fucking goes on a diagonal.
Really?
Yeah. That was the best.
I got sick every time we got in there. I was like, oh, God.
And you can feel it like swing backwards.
Well, that's it. You get on it, Curtis. You get on it, and you think, like, you just know the elevator feel. What's funny, though, is... Your balance,
just, like,
you're not thinking about it. As soon as it goes, you get fucking chucked to the side, and it gets everybody. Every night we got back in, and you're like, hey, let's go. You forget, and you're like,
fucker.
And everyone's like drunk and shit because you're in Vegas. That's a terrible idea. No, I thought that was a good idea.
Maybe they don't notice because they're already leaning on the wall.
Seen.
The chick in the elevator.
Holy moly.
On the, like,
she was like a center.
She was probably pushing 6'10".
And Jack thought she was a man. So he's like,
oh, this was bad.
Hey, look at this.
No, 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 this is bad.
What did you say? I think he's like,
I go, look at this dude coming. And now the hallway was marble and it probably carried. And then it registered. So I did the only thing a man can do when he's fucked up. I turned around and looked away. And it was just like, Liz is like, shack. And she like smacks me and they get in the fucking elevator with us. So it's 6'10" and her. Eclectic,
her awkward life.
Literally, dude. They were kind of
a life mate.
They were kind of carnival freaks, the way they look. But I'm in the elevator. I'm like, and I'm trying to just be nice. And I'm the same way I was with vagina at the counter.
Yeah.
I was like, so hey, her responses were even more awkward.
They were really weird.
They were awkward because of the timing. It was like 5 seconds of nothing, and then a response.
Then she would be like,
I was like, oh, okay, you are listening. That's good.
She's like, elevator moves, funny, huh? And I'd be like, yes, Sean does. And I'd be like, and she wouldn't make eye contact. I'm staring at her. I'm the only one in the elevator even close to her height. I'm staring at her. She's like, and I'm like, oh, yeah, it's kind of crazy. I stayed here, and I start going to a little story, and I stop, and I'm staring. And Sean's got his head down, like, trying
I'm
not to
like,
acknowledge
I know
what's happening.
Something, because I could feel it. I could feel that she had something to say.
And then she would change. Then she would change something. She'd be like, so there's a lot of buttons in here, huh? And you'd be like... I was. What happened? Yeah. And her friend's standing
what's
behind
an
her,
elevator?
Like her friend's behind her, like giggling to herself. I'm like,
I have
are
to,
we?
So
this
odd.
Elevator is literally is going out of the Wonka factory.
I have to give her.
Oh,
I have to give her credit. That was the joke.
Said,
you said
oh,
the
like
Wonka,
Wonka
factory.
Thing.
That's what I said. It's like a Wonka factory.
Silence.
Well, I'm sure
silence,
there's much worse
silence,
people in Vegas.
Silence. And then she's like,
I don't know.
Too bad there's no candy.
Is that what it was?
Something like that.
You didn't say this. Too bad there's no candy.
Too bad there's no Oompa Loompas or something like that.
That's the problem with Las Vegas. Is I feel like Las Vegas. Is it has the most attractive people on earth and the least attractive people on earth.
That
it has the
true.
Smartest people on earth and the most ignorant people on earth. Like, it,
and
there is no middle ground.
And
everyone just kind of comes together.
It's a melting pot.
It's just a weird fucking place because nobody's normal. Everybody is an exaggeration, half in the good, half in the bad. And you don't know at any given point you could be at like a fucking ritzy party where everyone's in suits, or you could be at a Greyhound bus station when it comes to the caliber of
or you could be in ER with a bunch of homeless people.
A state run ER.
Blood.
Yeah. Which
no
we'll get to. Which we will 100% get to that
that's
story.
That's a good story.
But it was cool. We got in Wednesday. The convention started Tuesday. Got in Wednesday. We got in a little late.
Dollar short.
Yeah, I got in a little late that day. I my fault. I was not ready. So we got in around what, 5?
Showed up to the apartment.
We're leaving at
10. And he's in his underwear still.
I'm like, I'm almost ready.
So we leave it at 10?
I'm almost ready.
Hey, there's some stuff in the dryer. Could you fold it for me?
What?
Wow. We were supposed to leave at 10.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know that game's played.
2 hours later.
Oh, there's a bunch of stories. Oh, this night's young, my friends. This night's young.
You got to see Hangry Liz. It was amazing.
Oh, God. Don't ever go anywhere with Hangry Liz.
Just always carry almonds.
That's what we learned.
Lesson,
have some.
Oh, you get angry when you're
Reese's Pieces and just lay them out like an E.T.
Like most women, but she's candy. We call it hangry for
her. Hangry.
We got on the road. Got in about, 5 o'clock?
Yeah.
Something like that, 5 o'clock.
On the dot.
Got settled, got some food. Went down, did our typical bet on black bet right off the bat. Win.
Bam!
First win, one extra $20. Cool, drink of money. We head on over to the Palms for Intel, MSI, and Patriot. MSI, motherboard company, Patriot does memory, and Intel's Intel. At the Hardwood Suite at the Palms, which has a NBA-sized half court in it. It's a two-story suite.
Seems like something you might need.
It's fucking cool. Retarded.
It's cool.
Holy shit. Is it? And like, they walk in with me, and like, me and Josh, ever since we even found out about when they built this, we both play basketball, wanted to go to. Like, that's all we talk about. And he knew. He's like, dude, you're not really going. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's going to happen. Stupid. So I'm in a suit, but we walk in, and as soon as I say it, I'm like, Liz is looking at my face. All I can see is the basketball court. There's free drinks. There's shit going on everywhere.
Like
I'm like
an idiot. As
I'm
soon like, as we walk in the thing,
I'm like right. I gotta go. I can't even talk. I'm like, I gotta shoot. Everybody's
in there
shooting.
The bar.
And in my head, I'm like, it'll be open, but nobody's gonna be shooting fucking baskets. No,
it was
filled under the sun.
20 basketballs flying around.
Oh my god!
And they also had a bar.
People are getting hit in the head.
Like the
basketball.
So you're sitting there trying to get a drink and like dodging balls and like trying to have a conversation with people and like
they hired Booth Babe models that were in like skimpy referee outfits and they were shooting baskets with people and they must have been there a couple of nights because they actually weren't that bad. They were hitting it pretty good.
So for people who've never been to CES, the parties at CES, are they invite only or are they open to?
Yeah, I mean, as it turns out, like compared to last year, me and Sean last year only went to one, but learning from a mentor of mine now from a Comic-Con experience, Liz has taught me there are other potentials to conventions that I had never looked at, which are party invites. So between Liz and our friend Brad, who works here, I mean, mostly Brad.
He found all of them.
He just started sending us invites. He's like, you want to go to this one? Okay. And then literally once you got the invite, it was like, sign up as many people as you want.
He was going for work research, so he found everything.
These are all things
like the networking.
Yeah. Is it like you go on their website and like sign in, or do you have to know
something? No, it was like a direct link.
Direct link to a sign-in sheet.
Okay.
Which they had, CES had their own like, there was like an app set up. Like, what was the app you guys had to download? There was some app that.
And then there were some parties that weren't on. Like the iHeartRadio party, Clear Channel party, isn't on there. Like those are things you have to be invited.
Which we did find last year. Those were the ones we found last year, but we didn't hit those.
Mm-hmm. These ones were invited because they had open bars. I mean, so it was like you could go in and booze until they. So we got towards. It was funny. It was a cool night. Towards the end of the night, they started shutting down, and of course, Brad with his hookups are like,
just hang out.
Don't go anywhere. We're like, dude, they're gonna kick us out, man. They're cleaning up. It's like. He starts texting on his watch phone or some shit, and he's like, don't go anywhere. Sure enough, dude. Bouncer comes up, leaves,
like,
mentions some name.
Kit, put him on the list.
Exactly. So we hung out a bit longer that night. It was cool, but it plays is dead anyway, so got the fuck up out of there.
The true nerds came out
at the end of the party.
It was amazing. Yeah, they were straight up wicked haired geeks rolling around
with
the double glasses, the Google Glass, and they're throwing balls. Fucking
then there was a game. It was like a 4-on-4 game that nobody would make a basket, and they would try. Oh, it was pathetic.
So hard.
And then one nerd sprained his ankle and was laying
on the floor.
He
sprained it hard too, man, because he was balling.
He was out,
man. He was all like
awful.
And he was drunk. Yeah, it was rough.
These two are clowning him the whole time. They're like, "Look at this fucking."
This is like these guys sitting desks for the entire year, and then they think they can just roll up and play basketball.
And everybody,
muscles aren't
everybody's in like
this.
Dress
like,
shoes and Dockers
doing?
And like fucking. Yeah. Nobody's in ball gear.
You gotta
to
stretch it out.
Nobody's in gear.
Kind of warm up.
Pull hammy.
Pull hammy. Exactly.
That sucks.
So, thanks, White Shadow. I never dunked before. That's what I wanted to see happen there.
I wanted to pull the beds down from the wall and fucking jump off the beds to dunk.
That would have been.
That's literally, Josh, all I could think of. I was like, oh, if I had fucking tennis shoes, dude. That's all I kept thinking. I was like, oh, I want to play in here. But I took a couple shots. It. Felt good. We left there, got back, I don't know, like two-ish.
Wait, can I tell you guys, this reminds me of a quick story. A buddy of my father's, or I guess a client of his, who's a record producer in Beverly Hills, had a wedding. His daughter got married, and I was probably like 14, 15, and I got invited because my dad worked with this guy a lot. And so we go to this guy's house, which is on Sunset in Beverly Hills, and this dude's loaded. And what he does over the summer is he goes to fantasy camp, where he goes and plays basketball in Hawaii with the Lakers. So he knows all these Lakers because he's been doing this for years, right? And so at his wedding is like just a handful of like
Lakers. Like old school, like fucking
like Kurt
Magic.
Rambis. And yeah. But yeah, Magic Johnson is there.
What?
Oh. So I'm sitting there at the table, and I get up to do something, and one of the waiters comes up to me, who's like one of the caterers, and he goes, hey man, you want to meet Magic Johnson? I was like, yeah. And he gives me a tray of drinks. He goes, go drop these off at Magic's table. So I give them to him. But the best is there's a basketball hoop in this guy's driveway, and some people are shooting baskets, and someone goes, oh, that's Magic's kid. And now Magic's kid is probably 4 years old or something at this point, like very, very young, like a toddler,
yeah.
Right? And so everyone's kind of shooting baskets, and they give it to Magic's kid, and he kind of throws it in the air. And I just couldn't help myself. I was like, when in my life am I going to be able to do this? I took a basketball. I stood right in front of Magic's kid, and I took a shot over him and made it just so that I could say for the rest of my life that I made a basket over Magic Johnson's son.
And you made the basket.
I made it.
How old were you?
Did you 14? I was like 14.
Did you stuff his next basket attempt too?
I should have.
Is that 4-year-old? Is that the fat gay son?
I guess now. Then it was like
a
4-year-old toddler.
Yes, he's. Yes, he's.
I haven't seen him since I threw that basket over him.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Curtis sent him down that way.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I haven't seen him since. Because it was embarrassing.
Most people say you're born. Most people say you're born that way, Kearney. You might. You turned him.
He's just like, I'm not a man.
I let Sean Kearney score a basket over him.
I gotta say, but I'm the only one who scored.
That was a proper. That was a proper segue. I like that segue to that story. I unfortunately didn't get to shoot over Magic's kid.
Not yet.
Not yet.
At this point in his life, I'm good.
I would say LeBron's kid though is probably about a toddler now. You could do that.
He's like 7'2".
I'm pretty sure LeBron's kid would destroy anyone.
That's what you probably said about Magic's kid until I shot that basket. That kid put up no D. He didn't even lift his hands up. Come on. Your dad's Magic fucking Johnson.
Try a little.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
At least post up after the shot.
Did you in his face like?
Yeah, I up, psyched bitch? Him out. No, I was like, I was genuinely embarrassed as I was doing it, but was like, I need to do this. So I kind of like dribbled the ball and just was like, fuck, I'm just going to do it. And shot the basket and then made it and like turned around and walked away. I was like, I just had to do this. I'm sorry, little boy. You don't understand what this means to me.
Mister.
Yeah. Why did you do that to me?
Why? Again? You're a monster.
Oh, shit.
I gotta take it, you know?
Oh, God. So, we eventually made it to the convention the next day. Mm-hmm. And so it was me and Sean's second time, Liz's first time. I don't know, Liz, what was your, like, first initial...
We kind of talked about it a little bit on the show that we did.
Yeah, we do a quick recap since we're gonna post that one.
I think, you know, after, like, E3 and Comic-Con, I was definitely prepared for, like, I guess a sensory overload. But... CES is a bit more quiet than those other two. So there's still a ton to see. I think I was not prepared for like just all the things that electronics is now, which is like cars and, you know, we were talking like washing machines and refrigerators and TVs and cameras. Like everything is considered electronics now. So it's just there's a huge range of things in every booth.
Did you find that refrigerator that like Adam... talked about with the
no,
oven.
Because it doesn't fucking exist.
The Frubbin
doesn't what? Exist.
No, we didn't see that.
No.
So did you guys see the one wheel?
The one wheel.
It's that new crazy skateboard?
No, we were... The first day that we were there, we were only in like the big booths area. So it's like
Central,
you know,
Hall.
Samsung and Sony and LG and Panasonic. So it's like we didn't get to see any of the smaller...
Which those booths stuff. Are no joke. I think that's the thing. The sensory overload thing is like... You're in a huge area that E3 would be like, oh, this covers a bunch of different, you know, games and companies. you realize at one point you're still in Samsung. You're like, what? So that, like, there's just big walls. I mean, it's huge, the convention size, but you realize that it's just not open. Like, each area is like its own monolith of its own thing, and then you go over to Sony, and it's like takes up an entire fucking wing of the building. Yeah, you know,
that's fucking nuts.
And all of them are like that. LG's is like that. Yeah. Samsung's like that. Sony's like that.
Panasonic's
like that.
Heavy hitters, man.
Yeah.
Because that's E3 is a spinoff of CES, right? Like, originally there were video games at CES, and then it became E3.
There are video game. Well, there's some hybrid stuff. Like Razer's there, Nvidia's there.
Yeah. The Oculus Rift was there.
Oh, yeah, it was a big highlight.
Sony announced PlayStation Now while they were there too.
Yes, they did. We walked up, and speaking of that, we walked up and saw that really fast. I didn't get to mess with it. The one thing I wanted to make sure, like 100%, was I walked up to see the TV to make sure they were actually going right into the TV,
mm-hmm.
which they were. They had Last of Us up on TV, on the TV.
And that's got to be hard. So I do the streaming of PS4 games, which I imagine is roughly the same thing, right? And it's amazing at my place. But I can imagine at a show like that where there's like a bazillion fucking Wi-Fis and stuff like that, like it must be impossible to get some streaming shit to work.
I mean, they had it
they
up there.
They must have their own, right?
Yeah, I mean, they had it up there. We were talking. The one thing I'd be interested with you guys were talking about is like how they decide to put the content out there. My feeling is if they go the route of subscription based, but give you every Sony title that's ever been made.
Yeah,
that's appealing.
I think that's what they're going to do. Okay. I think they're going to have two.
If they do like a Redbox style though, 1-on-1, 1-1. That's
no.
Bullshit.
I think they're going to do. They're going to do two. It sounds like, at least from like reading, because I reread that paragraph like 15 times trying to make heads or tails of it, and it seems like it's going to be both. There's going to be a la carte, like I want to rent this game for, you know, $4 for a day, and then there's going to be I want to endlessly have like the Netflix style. The only thing that makes me, like gives me a little bit of a pause is, are they going to tier it so that it's like, well, for $10 we'll give you all the PS1 games, and then for $20 it's PS1 and PS2, and then do that to like jack it up big. But if they're stopping at PS3, I feel like they're just going to throw them all in, and it's just going
to
be...
Well, that's my point.
Like,
why would you go back to play, like, unless you're giving it to you for free, no one's going to go back and just buy fucking Tony Hawk 1 for the
sake
of it. You're just not going to do it.
Although, the virtual console on the Wii, like, still boggles my mind that they'll give you, like, oh, the Super Nintendo version of Street Fighter 2. And it's like, why would I ever want to play that?
Right.
And it's like, oh, well, we have it, you know. Oh, you want to play 19...
Do you have to buy it?
Yeah, those you buy, like,
well, I mean,
$7.
Even on PSN right now, you can, at least on PS3, I don't know how many of them are on PS4, but they had the PS1 classics and PS2 classics. And
for, like, $6.
Yeah, I have, like, a crazy nostalgic memory of the original Resident Evil, and if I want to go back and play it, I can, but I don't have an original PlayStation.
But would you pay for a subscription that gave you all those titles?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Josh? I pay for Netflix, and I barely ever watch shit on it, you know?
Would you?
Yeah, I mean... I'm not huge into going back and playing old games so much, but I like the renting. I like being able to rent stuff. I think that's actually going to be better for me. Just because there'll be plenty of games where, especially it depends if they do what they do in terms of time wise. Like how Kearney said, if they do like $4 and you rent it for a day, that's a little much for me, because it's just like, you know, if
you can
go
to fucking GameStop and
if you went to like Blockbuster and stuff and you were to do like $7, you got it for like a week. So I would pay $7 to do a week, because if you kind of sat down and just kind of committed yourself to it, you can blow through the game and actually get a good feel of it. Unless it's something, you know, if it's a single player adventure game or something like that, if it's not something you want to go online with and explore and all that stuff, I would completely do that. But in terms of like playing older games,
I don't know.
It depends.
I wonder though, from like Fennel, from your standpoint with the boys, that they're getting to the age of being able to play games and are playing games already. Like, does that appeal to somebody like you? Be like, some of those older games they might really still have fun with and give like the same kind of nostalgia you had to that?
Probably. I mean, they play too many video games as it is. But yeah, I think so. I've never been a PS guy, so I think there were a lot of titles that passed me by because I never played them. That'd be kind of fun to go back and hit some of those.
And doing it in the Spotify sort of or Netflix model works better for me.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
I think if they did it like that.
Because I feel like I've done, especially on the Wii, because the Wii has probably the biggest back catalog available. And so I've bought a handful of like Nintendo games I used to like.
Have you done that with the boys, like on the Wii at all?
I think he just bought Super Mario Brothers 3. I think that's the only
one. Okay. Which is the right thing to do because like I bought Bases Loaded. And I remember like as a kid, I played the shit out of that game.
Get home run every time.
Yeah, and I was like way into it. That game is unplayably bad now. Like it just doesn't hold up. And it's like,
and
a
that's
good.
That's
chunk
my
of games
point.
Don't.
Like in my head, I'm like, Tony Hawk 1 would be sick to go back and play. But if it was just part of something I could get and just play for a bit and go, oh, fuck, I didn't spend much. I would probably do it, but if you told me I had to go back and buy that or buy it for
But
I also insisted.
Tony Hawk 2 holds up.
I also insisted that my kid buy the original Mario Kart because that game's so fun.
That's a good game.
He loves the hell out of that shit.
So. But it's weird to me though with those because like so Tony Hawk Activision did like an HD remix for like XBLA that had some of the old courses and stuff and it like held up. And then Mario Kart, there's always a new iteration. Where it's like going back to a game that they're still making that's still pretty much the same game but just kind of looks and feels a little bit better. It's like 9 times out of 10 I'm like, oh, I don't want to play the original one because they've done a better job of it since, you know? Mm-hmm. Where it still keeps almost, I feel like if I play Mario Kart on the Wii right now, it's like, oh, this is how I remember the Super Nintendo one. Where if I go back and play the Super Nintendo one, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is not how I remembered it.
this is
crazy
good.
Open world-ish, you know, like I imagine that the worlds were really big and there were all these obstacles and that's like, oh, it's kind of flat because they couldn't do anything, you know?
Right. Well, he's using his own money to pay for it too, so that cost
right
factored
on.
Into
well,
it.
Well, look at you.
Yeah, and that's true too, right? Yeah. It's like $6 or whatever compared to 50.
Exactly.
So.
I mean, I could talk about a lot of stuff. I'm really curious with these two guys to get them involved. Like, so, we'll also go start with you, Sean. I mean, out of the stuff we did see on the day we did go, what was something that stood out to you?
I was semi-impressed by LG's G Flex phone.
That was mine.
It was pretty interesting. Yeah. How large it was, how light it was.
That fucking display
is
gorgeous.
The display is incredible. It's an OLED display. I think it's the first one in any phone. So it looked really cool.
To, like, fit your hand.
Yeah,
so
it actually did feel in. So it's curved, and it felt much more ergonomic in landscape mode for gaming than these straight ones do, which is nice.
And it was light as hell. That was the thing
really
that got me.
Yeah.
It was like I you look at the size, and you're like, "This is gonna be heavy," and you pick it up, and it weighed nothing. Mm. Fit into my pocket, didn't even know it was in my pocket, both front and back. Because the guy was like, "Nah, dude, slap in your pocket.
Yep.
Have at it." I'm like, "All
right." Well, there was two curved ones, right? Like Samsung had one, and
I didn't see the Samsung.
We didn't see the
LG,
other one.
Because, like, but the one was curved in one direction, the other one was curved. Like, so I think it was Samsung one, was if you're holding it up in portrait, it was curved like that. So it was like this way.
Well, that's how the LG
that's
one.
How
okay.
The LG
and then
curved
size.
In.
The other one is curved.
Concave.
Where, yeah. Well, they're both concave, but it's just like.
But it was curved like land.
It's curved.
Vertical compared to horizontal.
Yeah, vertical compared to horizontal.
Okay.
So both of them had.
Interesting.
Because, like, it's like if you put it up to your face, it was like curving this way.
Yeah,
that was the LG.
Okay, yeah. So then the Samsung one goes the other way.
Why would you want to curve
that
way?
Now I'm bummed that I didn't get to see that one.
Because, I mean, if that way, if you're holding it in your hand like this, it's curved to your hand.
Sure.
Because it's up and down if you're doing your stuff. If you go in, obviously, if you go into landscape mode. The other one works.
Liz brought up. It's so funny. We got there. You two over there in the mobile market would find this funny. She slammed the hell out of the guy when we got there because they had no games playable, and the device, like Sean said, lends itself
really stupid.
To play game. And that display is like insane. I'd rather be playing almost anything on that display. And Liz is like,
yeah. As soon as I picked it up, I was like, oh, like this feels like a gaming device. And so I like went looking in the apps, and like for games, I'm like, so what games do you have? Oh, we don't have any games on there. Like it's just, you know, you can do this and that. I was like, well, that's stupid.
Stupid.
And then I threw it.
Where's Matchstick?
Yeah. Stomped on it.
She stuffed it down his throat.
So you say that's probably
the other thing that I liked a lot was Sony's consumer 4K camera. Was fucking incredible. It's like the size of this cup, if you can see it. It was maybe 4 inches long, and it had an incredible picture.
That's just the like only, my... Oh, never mind.
The only
nothing incredible about that.
The only downside is it had no lens attachments. It was just the built-in lens. You have to go, like, another $3,000 higher for the prosumer model to get that. But it was, like, a $2,000 camera that shot 4K, and it was incredible.
The zoom, dude, you could go, like, down.
And they had a gigantic scene with, like a real Asian lady standing there.
That was the creepiest thing that I super saw weird. There. Was just an Asian lady sitting on a chair reading a magazine with, like, 8 cameras pointed at her.
Yeah.
Why she gotta be Asian?
But it was
she
really...
Just was. I don't know why she had to
she
be just, Asian.
She didn't have she to just be.
Have been a lady. Blame her parents.
And then she'd stand up and kind of walk around.
Don't become an advocate for racism.
She would...
You gotta make up for less.
But she...
juggle one orange.
So maybe I get... Maybe
that's
I gave,
not juggling.
Maybe I gave too much info. There was a woman standing there.
There you go.
But it was a very colorful scene with a lot of detailed stuff. There's like a basket of beans with like pennies and stuff
in it.
And just standing there looking at the basket, you couldn't tell there were coins, but you zoomed in with this camera and like, boom, everything popped.
Well,
so it was... That was super cool.
So you know like a big chunk of movies are shot with a Canon Red, and then Panavision has an HD camera too called the Genesis. And the interesting thing I learned about the Genesis is it's really a Sony HD camera. But it is what Panavision did is they built a case around the camera that allows people to put their Panavision lenses onto it. And so
that's a big deal, man.
Yeah, so a big chunk of movies that you guys see that are shot in high def, they're usually Red or
well,
their
the red.
Genesis.
They've got this gigantic case with this little camera
with that,
inside.
Yeah.
Dude, the red is just a box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody gets that. Like red is nothing but like the sensor and
but
this
then
little
you put
housing.
All
it's
the
designed to
the
put
lenses
a bunch
and
of shit.
Yeah.
I went to
we saw that last year. At
yeah,
the show.
Yeah, yeah.
But the shitty Bryan Singer Superman, I think, was the first was shot on the Genesis, the whole movie. And it's just a Sony camera with Panavision lenses.
The other thing that was pretty impressive, and I actually grabbed Jack and Liz to come over and get the demo, was Samsung's Life Plus.
Panasonic's
Life Plus thing, which it wasn't super impressive what they were doing, but the potential that I saw in it was really good. I'll let them talk about that. And the other thing, we ran really, really fast through the South Hall because it was like the end of the day and people were
and we thought we'd be
the
back
second
the next
floor.
Day.
Not even the bottom
just
floor,
just
the second
floor.
We'll get to that.
But
we
there
thought
was
we
an
were coming back the next
yes,
day.
Yes, we did.
There so was I refused to look at anything.
Right. And
I
we kind of just went by
like,
and went,
I'm
ooh,
I'm
going to see that tomorrow. I want to see that tomorrow. I want to
see
that tomorrow. But there was just a wall of 3D printers.
Me.
It was like the 3D printer like extravaganza.
It was like an alley of 3D printers.
And the worst of the CES was they were pushing these curved televisions.
Fuck.
Pushing them. It was
everybody
like what 4K was last year, curved televisions were this year. And it's pointless.
And monitor, like curved computer monitors.
The curved computer monitors made a little bit more sense. Because
you're closer.
But
yeah.
Man, they didn't have any like super wide curved monitors displayed or anything like that. Like LG's like gigantic wide, like 29:1 aspect. They didn't have a curved one of that, which that's something I would have been interested in. But it was just like a 17-inch curved monitor. We were like, so, I mean, like what's good
that
about
was the
this
best.
He was like, well, it's more immersive and dirty.
He said
the computer monitor guy was way into it. He was like, yeah, I can sit here and I don't have to
well, they were
worry
showing,
about the peripheral
they were showing Titanfall.
They were showing Titanfall.
And I was watching that. I'm like, and I was showing Liz. I'm like, have you seen this yet? This is the game. I was in the monitor. I give two shits about
it
looked cool, and there was three of them together because
they
curve
did have
all lined
three
up.
And it curved around.
Okay, look, that looks sick as shit. That looked cool. And if you're buying it, you buy three. You buy three or you don't buy it.
Yeah,
you don't buy. But at the
what else was cool about that monitor specifically is like it's designed for like those massive graphics cards that have multiple ports. So you can drive through monitors. Mm-hmm. But he said if you're on a laptop,
Tim Bourne is available.
Thanks. Thank you, Jarvis.
Tim Bourne's available, everybody.
If you're on a laptop that doesn't have a graphics card like that, he says you can daisy chain them, which is pretty cool because I don't think there's any monitors out that do that. You can actually daisy chain the signal amongst monitors and get three monitors.
So the monitor has a graphics card in it? How does that fucking work?
I'm not 100%.
He wouldn't elaborate on that stuff, but that part of that monitor
get that.
Was pretty
so
cool.
We're at the Samsung booth. We're looking at these, and I'm looking at Sean, and I'm like, I don't fucking get it. The curves, I'm like, I don't get what it's doing. To me, it looks like maybe it's just taking up more space. I don't fuck if I know.
So we
go
asked
around. So I walk up, and they have one model, and it was the Michael Bay demo where it literally, there's a button, and it's got the James Bond factor. It starts flat, but then it curves out. And the lady, that's all she's
15
doing.
15
degrees. Yeah. That's all she's doing is like, she's back there going, well, look, click. And I'm watching, and the lady next to me, I'm standing next to like the 110, the ESOL one from last year. they have that. She's like, well, the 110. I'm cracking some jokes with her. And right next to it's the other TV, and she sees me looking at it. And,
she
and
would I'm, have given us an upgrade at the hotel.
I could have gotten an upgrade. But she sees me smiling with the face of like, you fucking kidding me. What does this thing do? And I look over, I go, all right, no shit. What does that buy me? And what she said, she goes, it's some bullshit.
It's a more immersive viewing.
It's a more immersive viewing. And I go,
it literally does nothing.
No. But you're it like also goes 15. Curved. Yeah. No. You can make it flat again.
Yeah. And how?
And then make it curved again.
It's like 15. You're 15 feet from the TV. It's not gonna matter. And they know this, and they're trying to like sell this shit. But like third day into the conference, with that many times being asked.
Seriously,
like,
very weird. All the big companies, all of them, were touting those TVs.
I wonder if like the curved displays. I don't know exactly like how the sweet spots in like 3D-less or glassless 3D.
Well, we did see that too, which we could talk about.
Curved displays like help that.
That wasn't curved. So Samsung. It was funny. They have their 3D TV, and we heard about it.
They had an 8K TV. There.
Well, they had an 8K, which was kind of neat too. But they had it in this corner. And they had it roped off in such a way we couldn't get super close. And me and Sean are like, okay, you can walk around. And it's better than the ones that you've seen in like movie theaters and shit, like where you have to get at one angle. You could walk side to side, but it's still ghosted. I mean, it was showing like a River Rapids thing. You're kind of like, I wouldn't buy this.
Yeah, it wasn't super deep. I still wouldn't buy this. You know, it's limited.
I think CNET sold it way more than it really is. Like it wasn't super. Now like the 8K was retarded.
The 8K looked amazing.
He would zoom in like they had what they were showing was footage, but then they would like zoom in on an area and the resolution was still retarded. Like
imagine porn on 8K.
You would not want to see it.
I know.
Nobody wants to see it. You do your not. Human eye doesn't even pick up half that nastiness. And you just go through it.
What it sounded like, that's what it would look like.
Yeah. What kind of porn are you watching? Yeah.
Whatever it sounded like, that's what it would look like.
A guy fucking a beaver. That's what it sounds like. Yeah. So wait, did you guys see these... did you guys see these ultra-bright TVs? Somebody was trying to explain this to me that Sony... Or is THX, someone has a standard now. Dolby has a standard for extremely bright televisions. I don't get it.
Brad talked to me about it. He goes, he went to the demo.
Mm. Okay.
And he went and saw it. And he goes, and they were touting this new hot thing. He goes,
the black levels.
And it was
kind
of, that's
disgusting.
What he said. He goes,
he was like, the black levels were off. And they were just,
and it was
like,
all industry people.
What's the deal with
it? Yeah. And they were slamming the guys. Supposedly. Yeah.
Really?
The guys so... like, well, it's a demo model. We built it in like 6 weeks. And they were like,
excuses.
So
like, it was all, excuses.
Don't show it.
Yeah.
Don't show that shit to compositors and other artists who worked on this shit all day.
But the OLED TVs looked fucking amazing again.
Those are what they are, dude.
You know what's got a great OLED screen? It's our PlayStation Vitas.
Do they?
No LED?
So they just had a new batch of them that are like cheaper, and those are not OLED.
Oh,
but the ones that we have.
Yeah.
The ones we have. Did you get the OLED? That's going to be worth someday, Corinna. You might want to find that.
OLED.
OLED.
What's the difference between LED and OLED?
Organic, man.
LED.
One of them is made from chemicals. The other one's made from
free-range chickens.
Free-range chickens.
Objectively, what's different is the black levels are ridiculously black on OLEDs. Can't seem to get that on LEDs because of the phosphorus lighting that happens. Because
I thought that was the advantage of LEDs is that when the light shuts off, it's off.
No,
I mean, that's how it was originally touted to me.
I don't know. Yeah. It just...
Samsung did have some other cool stuff like that. I got to finally see the expansion units that they're touting now. I don't know if I talked about that before on the show about their new model moving forward is if you buy a TV.
Evolution.
The thing, the Evolution Pack is that the biggest thing people want upgrades for is like, oh, look, there's sweet new OS and it gives me some new shit. It's not really the display anymore. The displays are sweet pretty much across the board. That was something we talked
about.
Just
wait till that happens. You just slide it out, another one in.
But you can replace the unit on the back. It's literally like a plug and play, and it's a processor. It's like, I think the newest one's 3 GHz. They give you the updated remote control.
Yeah.
That's all like the voice activated, all this crazy shit, and you just unplug, plug in, new fucking TV, dude. $299.
Wow.
So that was pretty sick, and they had a cool setup, and the girl was awesome talking to me about that. And then they also showed some cool split screen stuff, which we'll get into the Panasonic thing too, but where they show like, how they want people to start viewing content, how it's hooked up into like social media and stuff. So if you're like watching basketball and you're watching, you're watching the Lakers, and then you click on this sort of split screen thing, it'll pull up any, it just knows, it'll pull up any content related to the Lakers all around you. So it's like you can have all this additional info as you're doing that, or you like surf the web.
But imagine fantasy football, and you're watching your game, and you have like your it panel on much. The side. That's
for me, I was like,
stuff.
This is too much.
Oh, and it had audio inputs. That's the crazy part too. The audio input thing. She's like, okay, why would you do it? Because basically they were saying, check this out. You could have Bluetooth on the right side, and you could have this coming through the TV on this side. So like if you're playing a video game over on this one, you could be good to go while that's still playing, like if you did one of these.
Yeah, so you can split screen the video game that your kid's playing while he can hear it, and then you're watching TV all on the same TV.
That was kind of a theme with
the
new
TVs. That's funny, but TVs are so cheap right now.
Go buy another TV.
I get the thing with live stuff. I think the problem, so the Wii U has Amazon, and you can do the thing where on my Wii U gamepad, when there's people in the movie, right? It'll, so let's say there's three people on screen in this movie. It'll have pictures of those three people, and if I tap on the picture, it'll tell me what other films they've been in, blah, 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 when I'm watching, like, Amazon Prime, right? Obviously, Jack hates this because he's just fucking blowing
just
snot all over it. But
can I be any further away from my fucking mind? Seriously.
But so the problem with this, though, is I'm trying to watch a fucking movie. I don't want to look up who's been in things. So I think the only time it works is for live events, like sports, and maybe like game shows or like American Idol type
award
stuff.
Shows too.
Yeah, award shows.
But it is very specific, right? Because aside from sports, like if I'm watching a TV show, do I really want to have a list of the cast on the right? Like that's the last thing I want. I want to pay attention to my TV show.
I mean, unless you're playing a drinking game.
That's true.
You could have the rules up on the side and fucking
it's
blast.
It's clearly catered to the new generation of TV watching.
The new generation of signal.
Fuck if my dad would ever turn that on. Yeah. If I walk in with that TV and go, Dad, check this shit out, it would never leave the two channels it goes to.
It's on the switch screen and I want it.
If I want more information, I have my phone in my pocket.
Exactly.
Like, I don't,
they're trying to, but that's
their
argument. That's their
argument.
Well, look, you're looking at the TV and then you have to look down at your phone.
You've taken your phone out and that's too much.
You're getting too much neck exercise, Pecco. Stop it.
We'd like you to just be more sedentary.
But I think the problem is they're fragmenting everything where it's like at a certain point, it's like, just give me an app on my phone. Because I'm used to looking at my phone. I like looking at my phone. I always have my phone on me. Where it's like everybody, like Xbox is doing that. And the Wii U, like the Wii U gamepad's the dumbest thing on earth. It's like, well, I mean, you're used to having a tablet. It's like, yeah, I still fucking have that. I don't want another one. Yeah, I didn't trash it.
It was a pretty soft sell for the lady. She really had like two examples. And we were like, okay.
Yeah.
It was kind of like it's part of the TV. It was like, hey, this is another feature on the TV.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. I mean,
the Life Plus.
So yeah, Liz, talk about this. Talk about Panasonic's. This is their four-way into social TV.
We can talk about Jack selling the guy on Plex afterwards.
Oh yeah, that was the best. So Life Plus, it's like, I guess it's a OS for your TV. And it like recognizes when you walk in the room, the TV will turn on and has facial recognition software. So it knows when it's, you know, when Sean walks in the room.
James Bond style, a fucking camera
this
pops up out of the back.
Dude,
you couldn't even see.
Like until they pointed it out, we're like, oh, wow. Like, look at that.
That's going to be great for the NSA to use to spy on me.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But it can like save up to what? Six?
Six people.
It can recognize up to six people. And it saves all of your like viewing habits. And so it's like, you know, it makes recommendations based on that. And, you know, you can, take messages? You can get messages from other
do Skype saw messages. They could send stuff back and forth, video messages. But it was cool. Like, the one example that finally got told us that I thought was cool was like, he's like, so right now I'm watching NFL, clearly playoff stuff. He's like, and the more I watch that, when he logs into his profile, what comes up on all those screens are everything it pulls from, if you're connected to cable, all your TV stuff, DirecTV, everything on the internet, or anything else. So if he sits down, he goes, Bears. So Jay sits down, he's like, Bears. Everything that's either live right now from the Bears or that on YouTube that's the latest or your media server or whatever else.
Yeah, or if there's like vintage games or, like whatever.
Now, this is all through voice command.
1985 Super Bowl, 86.
There you go.
Dicka.
Dicka.
The Bears.
Holy sausage.
So I was like, okay, and he's like, but as it goes on, I'm going to start watching the NBA as soon as it starts. And what will happen is the TV will recognize my habits and start to gear all his stuff. And he's like, and it'll be the same with anything. Liz is watching Downton Abbey and what's the...
Or Downton.
Downton.
It's not Downton. Downtown.
Is it not Downtown?
Not Downtown.
What is it called?
Downton.
Downton.
Oh, shit.
There's only one W.
I can tell you I've never watched that. Hey, you're right. New rule? Downtown Abbey.
Downtown Abbey.
Downtown.
I think that's the
and the, and the Good Wife. American is that the name version. Of that show?
That is. That okay. is the name. The Good Wife.
Down so she's Abbey. Watching those. It'll start to say, "Hey, watch these." But another thing that was cool with that was the voice stuff. He's like, basically, they want to get you away from the guide. So she sits down because it pulls from everything. He's like, I want to be able to sit down and just say football.
Yeah.
And it'll pull up all the games that are happening right at that moment.
Yeah,
and,
but then the interesting question that you brought up was like, all right, so will it pull from other things that you have, you know, considered?
I was thinking of, all the people in this room who have educational copies of their media that they like to stream through Plex like we talk about. I'm like, so if I say I want to watch this, is it also going to look to my media server for that information too? And I guess he said it did. I mean,
he didn't understand
until you explained what it was and like blew his mind, and then
And we never really circled back to it. But ultimately, you said if there's metadata for it and it can find that metadata, it will show you that information.
So when Josh sits down, does it just show like just a bunch of tits? It's like, listen, welcome, Josh. We know what you want.
You're like the Kenny of the group. Well, what was cool is you could be sitting there watching something and say, oh, favorite that, and it will favorite it. And then we'll find more recommendations based on the favorites that you're favoring.
Or you could favorite for other people.
And you could favorite for other people. So someone's sitting there like, no, don't favorite that on my account. I'm like, well, favorite that for Liz.
Liz is like, TV, you like me more. Stop listening to him.
TV, don't listen to him. I'm your favorite. Like my stuff.
That was, I remember once when I was working on console stuff, we had a group come in and they had done the Netflix app for the Wii and the PS3. And the Wii one wasn't out yet, but they wanted to show us what they had done, which was pretty amazing how they were able to compress things for the Wii. And so they're like, can we use somebody's Netflix password so we can kind of like check out? And I was like, yeah, you can log in as me. And they log in with me, and it's pretty good. Well, no, mine were like mainly like shitty horror movies and stuff.
Yeah.
But the dude turned to me, he said, hey man, you got good taste. He's like, most of our QA, they don't know why, but it comes up with a lot of softcore porn. And I just looked at the guy and said, and you don't know why?
Seriously, guy?
Seriously.
Know your audience.
But so we finished talking to this guy, and I start sidetracking to like trying to get him to be like, hey, it accepts media servers. He's not getting this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, then he goes, well, you watch it on TV. And then Sean, I think, says, he's like, well, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. It blew his mind.
We don't have cable.
Yeah. Like, we've all cut the cord.
Yeah. Y'all don't have any cable whatsoever.
He backed up.
How do you watch? I forget what he was asking. Oh, how do you watch sports? And I said, oh, well, what baseball season? I just buy the season pass, like the MLB season pass on, you know, Apple TV.
All three of us pretty much rocked him on his heels.
Yeah. He's like, what if there's a TV show? I'm like, yep, buy the season pass on Apple. Like, why would I? And he was just like, nobody has.
He had to rethink his life.
I feel faint.
That's amazing.
And seriously.
Yeah, like, we were talking about like the podcast and stuff, and we're like, yeah, I don't know who on the show has cable, and he was just like,
slapped a business card on him. It worked.
Of course he did.
Well, I think if we do, do you have cable, Josh?
Yes.
Okay. I think Jack doesn't.
I don't. I got rid of it.
Carter doesn't.
No.
You don't. I didn't have it until I get it for free at the like condo complex I live in. But even that, I'm thinking of. Hey, you know. Hey, guys. I rent a condo in a condo complex.
It gives me free cable.
I get free cable, and there's a dog park on the private street.
Next time you talk like that, I want you to look directly into the GoPro. Yeah.
I just realized this is here, and I've been going like this constantly.
Well, I think it's gonna shut off, like the motion sensor. No, but we sold him on Plex. We sold him on a media server. I walked away
going,
"We
sold him on the show."
He's listening right now.
I forgot his name.
That was cool.
Jeff. His name was with Jeff. A G.
Welcome to the show, Jeff.
With a G.
That was cool.
Geoff.
You know what you didn't mention that was cool? I don't even think we talked about it on the other podcast.
Your watch.
We can talk about that. So the Galaxy Watch that they've shown. Kind of like, I've seen pictures. Even in cell phone stores, they never have one out. It's always in the glass. I'm like, I see this thing. So we go there and they have them, and Liz was making faces like, what the fuck is that big ass watch? And I have little wrists, so I walk up and I'm like, let me check it out. But what was cool is they had the demo set up to the new BMW i3 that had a separate app for the watch, and that was fucking cool as shit.
You can honk the horn.
From the watch?
Dude, you can do all sorts of shit.
But you're sitting in front of the horn.
I don't care. You could honk the horn.
But it told you all the stats because it's an electric car.
You're sitting
so
in the back seat like die another day and just drive
your
car around.
You know, my 2009 Toyota Corolla, if I press this red button on my key, it honks the horn as well.
That was the only redeeming quality that I found on this watch.
Display was awesome. The video looked like looked really.
Does it have a camera?
It's all swipe. It has a camera.
So you can finally do like the Get Smarter Dick Tracy.
Dude, all that shit. Yeah. It shoots video.
Oh yeah,
I was
a weird
impressed.
Video on yours of some dude.
Well, like you walked up and I was, and she was like, "Why are you laughing?" I'm like, "Cause I can swipe shit like my phone." Like it was responsive. It was fast.
I
guess
like,
the app store is growing.
Weird video of this.
Yeah, I know. I just pulled up. I'm like, oh look, media content. I put it on real fast. It actually didn't look horrible. I mean, for what it is.
What was the other one? There was more than one.
Well, when you see the other ones, you realize how cool that one is. Because Sony had one. It looked like shit. You walked up and like, I'm not putting that on.
What is the Pebble?
Even compared to that,
we didn't get to see that one though. That was in the.
And it looks like Apple's is coming very soon.
Is that
what they say?
Still the rumor.
Apple's is like on its way.
If Apple's is
going to reinvent
if
the
Apple's
watch,
like,
I guess,
like right. that Samsung watch, then it would be cool.
I still don't get the functionality. Like, I get how cool that shit is.
It gives,
but
you,
like,
gives you everything. The car thing was new to me. And that, from somebody who owns a BMW, like, I thought that was sick if they could integrate it. Because there's already an app for our phones that'll work on my car. So I'm assuming the same thing. But it gave, like, lights, horn, unlock, start the engine. Like, shit that might be kind of cool. Like, if I don't want to pull my phone out, it's
door
there.
Status.
I mean, maybe I need to be sold on it because I didn't get the iPhone until I got one.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, this stuff's cool, but I don't know if I necessarily need it. And then I got one and was
until
like,
I saw
can't
it,
live without this.
Until I saw it, I thought the same shit. Until we were at the show and Liz saw me, was like, what are you laughing at? I'm like, this thing's
because I've never worn a watch in my life. Like, I
and
don't,
that's the thing.
You know,
that's the thing. I've always worn a watch. Yeah. So Josh is maybe the same way. Josh has bigger wrists too. It probably would look better on Josh. Like, I had
this
on.
Really big on him.
Like, the screen, it's a fucking nice screen. I mean, it is what it is. Mm. But it takes up most of my wrist.
I like big ones.
But like, Josh's wrist,
it would probably look good on
you. Yeah, it'd probably look better. But I would still be that guy. I'd be like, I'm a nerd. Like,
there was that kind of to what Kearney's saying. Like, there's that whole, I think Razer is maybe talking about like
the scooter. Oh, the those things are weird.
The
Razer scooters.
The band.
I love the Razer scooter.
Not the scooter.
I think there
it's a little wristband thing. It's about that.
So it's basically kind of like as if you had a watch.
I posted
that
on Facebook, actually.
But it would, you know, tell you, you know, messages, calls,
text messages,
all that stuff.
Oh, it's like a pager on your wrist.
And if it's down, you can see on this side, on the topmost side that most people could see, you see that there's a message, but you have to turn it over and have the wrist face you to see who the message from, so there's some privacy on it.
And I was like, this is cool. I'm like, but what is that helping? And I'm like, you know, you just pull out your phone. And one of our friends was just like, this would be awesome for me. He goes, if you're holding a kid, if you're doing this, like if you're actually, and I never thought
like
that stuff
run,
because
like
I don't
you're
have
exercising
that.
Or,
and
I don't
so
have
I
kids
like,
and
okay,
I don't
exercise. You know?
So this is not
Jack,
for you.
Didn't you mention it's got all of the like exercise tracking?
No, I mean
stuff
the Razer one did. What's crazy though, after reading more about that, like when I left looking at that Samsung thing, I'm like, let me go to Amazon. If you read reviews, I guess that watch too has all that crap in there too. So like my Fitness Pal, all that. You can load into the phone.
How much are they? Like $300?
Yeah, $300. I think it was $299. I just looked today just to see what they were going
for. It seems like everything's $300 now.
Yeah, I know.
The Nest.
Like
the
now, here's the shit part. It only works with Galaxy
really just
phones.
Just $300?
So like the Galaxy Note 3, the Galaxy 4, that's all it'll work with right now.
Can I tell you something crazy about the Galaxy phone? So I maybe live in a bubble where there's only Apple devices.
You do.
That has been established,
but that's true.
So I'm watching, I watch this show called The First 48, which follows like detectives.
The first 48 like, hours of a murder.
After a murder?
Yeah.
That's where you gotta solve that shit.
That's where you gotta solve it. And a separate story is I read an article this morning about how that show is like causing innocent people to go to jail because these detectives want to seem
now
cool while
they're
on TV.
Yeah. Oh, that's
anyways, on this show, they're interrogating this woman and she's like, yeah, you know, this guy, they were fighting over like he stole this cell phone. And they're like, oh, what kind of cell phone? And the girl goes, it's a Galaxy S3. And this is just like a person. Like this is not at a trade
product
show.
Placement,
this is not somebody who I work with who like has to know these things. Like I know somewhat about
you know
Android
Samsung
phones.
Makes phones.
Yeah, I know Samsung Thanks, makes Curtis. Phones. I know there's the Galaxy. I know the S3 is the big ugly one. Mm-hmm. I know all this shit, but like seeing an average like a normal human being who doesn't is day-to-day life is not about cell phones. Knowing the difference
who may
between
or may not have killed someone.
An
Dude.
S3 and an S2,
Dude,
and that's amazing to me.
They are killing it with that Galaxy line.
I had no
Samsung
idea.
Samsung is killing it, dude.
When, like, because I would even be surprised if this woman would have said, oh, it's an iPhone 5S. Like, I assume that everybody's like my parents who are just like, I have an iPhone.
Which one?
You know?
Wait, and that's the thing. People say with iPhone. Those phones, I've noticed, even when I was in the Sprint store just a week or two ago, they were somebody walked in and was very specific. I like the Galaxy.
Well, because there's the Note, there's the, you know, there's the S4 now. There's, you know, there's all kinds of different ones.
It's amazing. That watch only works with the Galaxy.
With the Galaxy. Yeah, that's the TV ad they have.
The only kind of thing.
Which is cool. But it's funny. The guy answers the phone on his watch, but then he picks up the phone, and it's like, well, dumbass. Like, you could swipe your phone.
Yeah, here's the thing. That part of it didn't get me. And like I said, I'm a nerd with my car. So like that sold me instantly. Now, the electric car in particular, because it had the stats of like how much juice you had left in your car, that was cool.
But are you causing me to look at another screen when there's a screen on my dashboard?
No,
telling me that?
This would be if I'm in a restaurant and I'm like, fuck, I'm ready to leave. What do I have in it? I can sit there and look at this.
That's pretty badass.
I don't have to. You know what it is, too? Now, it'll turn into this becoming the douche thing.
Yeah.
Where we're all at dinner right now and fucking, oh, we got to talk. My bad. Let me put this down. Where I can go, yeah, you know what I'm saying, Josh? You know,
just checking my.
You know what that is? You know what that is? Porn. Streaming live.
Well, that's why Google Glass, right? Then I can make eye contact with you when I'm looking at porn.
I thought this was funny too. So that camera that's on it is on the side. And I was joking about this. I was watching the video, the guy was showing it off, and all I could think about was like, if you place the camera probably right, you could have the live video feed, but you could be like this, where somebody's like looking at your fucking cameras on your junk. You're like, what, dude? There's nothing to see here. What, are you looking at my watch? No? Bad use of that?
No, you should do that. Yeah, you should try
totally
that.
Do that.
You should try that. Well,
maybe next time.
Totally do
maybe
that.
Next time.
So, $300 experiment. You guys didn't make it to the West Wing or whatever the fuck it
no.
was.
That's
the automotive.
President lives, right?
The automotive wing we did not make it to.
We did not see the president.
One of the things I was reading about CES, one of the best things that was at CES was the new Oculus Rift.
Oh, we saw that everywhere. Check it out. Well, I feel like that was at a lot of different
places.
Yeah,
but I tried to set it up to where we were going to go. Our friend Brad, who knows that company pretty well, like had set up, and we were going to try to go over there, but it did not happen for us.
They had two models. They had the HD, which was a huge hit at the show that year, and then they had like whatever their next revolution was.
The Crystal Cove. That's basically what they were saying, is the Crystal Cove was the one that was the game changer, I guess, because they fixed a lot of like some lag and then some problems they were having with, like, if you turn your head really fast, like you basically are tracking behind where you're looking, and so it doesn't feel right, and they fixed all that, and they said like it's almost ready for prime time. So I'm almost ready to be consumed.
Intel had over at their booth, they had a setup of, was it four or six? People said, was it four?
Four.
One of those.
All on Falconware PCs, like expensive ones, all hooked up. They were playing a Star Wars style fighting game.
Space shooting game.
Yeah. Like EVE.
EVE Online.
No, it wasn't.
It was like a bigger, it was like a longer name. Like,
but you're like in fighter, you're like in space, fighting. And but it was funny. Liz watched up. Liz like, I'm like, what are you? I'm like, Liz, what are you doing? She's like, I'm trying to record them. They all look like Stevie Wonder.
They're all like in there. They're all like looking around. These giant glass, and I was like, this is the best thing I've ever seen.
Georgia.
And then the demo guy was like, would you like to try it? And I was like, no, I'm good. I'm just
Liz is doing it up. Liz is
talking about line. And I was like, do I get to cut the line? And he's like, well, if you come back early tomorrow, like.
But he said that there were consistently 30 people in line the entire day.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
yeah, he said like, they had seen like 6,000 people had seen it. It was crazy.
I did an Oculus demo at SIGGRAPH this year, and
I did that
like
too.
I know the VR thing is cool, but I never like really experienced it, so I like was super surprised by how much my brain thought I was there. Like the demo was, I was standing in a room, and this guy was like, "Okay, walk over to," and he was kind of like guiding me a little bit, so I didn't like walk into the center aisle. But he's like, "Walk over to the center platform and just stand there." And I was like, "Okay," and I got there, and he was like, "All right, so I'm gonna raise you up 100 feet off the floor," and so like. Obviously, my body didn't feel like I was being raised up, but my brain was like, you're going up 100 feet in the air. So I was standing up on this like platform 100 feet in the air, and then he's like, okay, I'm going to drop the floor out, and then you drop the floor 100 feet. So I was like 200 feet in the air, and he's like, okay, now step off the platform.
No.
And like, I
your mind.
No.
Your mind.
Your mind's like, I'm not doing that.
I was like taking like baby steps, and then like when I fell, I was like, oh, like,
to reality. Did you do Brad's demo where you walked around the village a little bit, not getting into specifics? Yeah. Did you walk up to the top of that ridge? Because I did that.
Oh, I did that too.
That fucked me up. There's a point I did the same thing in a little personal demo, and I walk up to the top. You the same? You're like, this is, oh god.
Yeah. And you're like, and like my brain, like I was like, you think, like, wanted me to step, take a full step forward, and I could not take a full step. I was taking like baby steps, like my brain like would not let me.
At Sigaref, they had another demo where you could like jump really, really high through buildings. It was like a you were essentially Spider-Man pretty much, and that was That's a hell cool. of a lot of fun.
Did it take in your were you inputting your jump? Like, were you
actually it was controller based, but yeah, that was super cool too.
I really, after Jay, specifically your story about that, like, ever since you've said that, that all I want to do is play with an Oculus Rift, because that sounds surreal.
I tried on the pre-HD version, and it, I don't get motion sickness, and it, even this demo, it took a while, but eventually, there were a couple things, and he joked with me, he's like, I finally figured out how to make people sick if you want it. I'm like, what? And he started doing something, and you're just, you can instantly get sick.
Really?
The resolution, at least on that version, is what instantly takes you kind of out of it. You get into it for a little bit, but the res is just so dumbed down.
Well, it was because the quicker you moved, like left to right,
the motion blur stuff.
The motion blur on it, like on the, and that's what they said they fixed in the new one. But that was what was causing a lot of people to get sick too.
Yeah.
It was because it just wasn't catching up. And like the motion blur, so people were just like,
But I heard the HD version is sweet. I haven't seen the HD version. I'm sure that's.
Don't they have like two OLED in the eyes, like each eye? Isn't that upgraded?
I'm not sure.
No, I
don't know. Is it so? Right now, it looks like it's just gonna come to PC first. They don't have any deals with console makers, do they?
I don't know that there's anything announced, but yeah,
it seems like PS4 would be a natural fit.
Yeah, I think it's gonna make its way on the console.
They just opened it for Steam, I think. Like they're opening a few games. I think.
And Valve released an Oculus SDK or VR SDK as well.
Well, they just had their own. Speaking of that, they just had their own little mini conference, which their Dev Viz, where they're talking about how they've opened up everything. They also announced their controller's not going to have a touchpad on there now, which is
kind of an Xbox controller. Yeah,
kind of. Yeah.
Well, they're still doing the weird haptic joysticks,
I hope
right?
That's it. I think it was the center.
Gotcha.
Sort of like as PlayStation does. I think they were going to drop that.
I mean, even the way, like, if you looked at the picture, the old one, the your four-button configuration was in the center, and you have to go over the joysticks. Mm-hmm. That just didn't...
Oh, that may... I thought they were dropping the whole haptic thing.
No. Oh, they still have the owl on it.
Because the touch screen on the PlayStation 4 is stupid. It's useless.
Well, and that might be part of the beta they figured out. They're like, this just... Nobody's using this.
I'll say, I played Killzone Shadowfall. In that game, they use it to. You have like this like weird little like buddy that flies around, and you can like send it to attack people. And they use the swipe just to swipe in directions to tell it what to do. So you can tell it to attack, shield, shoot a
like, magic missile.
Yeah, magic, like a draw line or whatever. But it's like it's a quick way to change a configuration and not have to have four more buttons. And it worked pretty well in that case, but.
In Assassin's Creed, it's like garbage. You use it to like scroll through the map, and it's like it doesn't even feel like a touchscreen. Like it translates what should be like touching and moving and dragging to just swipes, where like suddenly it just stops, and you're like, ugh.
It needs to be used for swipes. Like if it's anything that involves any sort of like, you know, like being
constant
able
movement,
like pinpointing something. Like I don't think it would work well, but just swipes in different directions is.
But I
still think they need to replicate the buttons on the back of the controller.
Yeah, I think that makes so much sense. Like doing control buttons on the back. Like it seems like all the pro controllers have done
that. Well, the SCUF controllers that the MLG guys use now have the buttons on the back now, so that for just wear and tear. Yeah. And it's funny. I just watched a video today at the Woody Gamers Tag thing. It was their podcast called Painkiller Already. I'll give them a shout out. But somebody was bringing up the claw mentality that was he watched in one of his first MLG matches he went to, like, for Halo. It was, like, way when it first started. And he's like, and there's guys who would use this claw technique. And we're like, what? And he showed on video. He's like, he grabbed one of his controllers. And I guess it was a technique for guys who would, like, do sniping for quads or stuff. You'd have to leave the thumbstick to go up to the button to hit it. What they'll do is they'll wrap their top finger around so this sits on the button. So their thumb never leaves this. They push down like this to the button.
Weird.
So they don't leave it. And he was showing, he's like, and because he goes, when I first went, I found myself recording. The joke was, he goes, so I sat there and recorded this guy for about 90 seconds, whatever, and then I posted the video to talk about it. And then the first response let me know what I hadn't realized the whole time. I was shooting down at this guy with his controller. and the fucking schlong that was popping out of his jeans, too. He goes, so needless to say, make sure when you're recording people with a controller, just look at the rest of the picture in there. I was like, and that's awesome. He goes, I was so intertwined in this guy's fucked up hand control while he was doing this. He's like, I've never seen anybody do this, that I'm focused on that. But the whole frame was this dude's jeans and like his shit sticking out through his jeans off to the side. And like the first comment on the YouTube video is like, what are you doing, dude? Staring at this guy's junk all the time. It's like, fuck. But I can't imagine playing like that. So he's like, that was one of the reasons that Scuf came around, that they said it was cool. Also that like 17-year-olds were getting carpal tunnel and tendonitis.
Oh yeah.
And he's like, and he's in his 30s, like late 30s. He's like, I can't fathom being 17 and already having like carpal tunnel. Because they were talking about retirement. This is a side subject. They were talking about retirement in MLG. Like, guys retire. And one of the other guys was like, what do you mean retire? And these kids are retiring at, like, 22.
Hands
together.
Their hands don't work.
No, that's what you're saying. Like, 22, we're like, I can't touch my schmack. Can you imagine retiring at, like, 22? You're like, yeah, you know, I'm calling it quits. I'm calling it quits, dude. My best years are behind me.
I'm all for that. That sounds fucking awesome.
Love that.
But I will say, I've been playing PS4 probably the most, and a little bit of 360, trying to wrap up GTA 5. And I went online this morning on my PS3 because I was like, all these PlayStation Plus like free games had come, and I wanted to make sure I got them before they went away. And so I logged in, and I hadn't even plugged, like, my PS3 used to be downstairs in the living room, and I moved it up to the office because I didn't need it anymore. So I plugged it in, and I picked up the controller, and feeling it in my hand, I was like, this feels like a toy now. Like, the PS3 controller compared to the PS4 is, you don't realize it until you've been holding it
up to the PS4. Is there a weight difference or something?
There's a significant weight difference. And the grips on the back of the PS4 controller are more rubbery, whereas the PS3 controller, everything's like smooth plastic. And you just feel like you're holding a toy.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that right now. With the PS Plus thing, you can go onto just Sony's website. And you just go into their store and you just add it to your cart and it's free and you check out. So that it's part of your account now. You don't have to worry about it.
That's smart. Because I don't even have room. I have so many free games from PS Plus.
Yeah.
I don't even have a room to download them. I just want to have them in case one day I would like to download them for free.
There's BioShock
Infinite.
I've been doing that.
BioShock
Infinite.
I've been doing that on 360, dude.
Wow.
Oh, they're selling Sean.
Because they're giving good games out. Like, Xbox's things.
You know, Xbox things. So before we run out of time.
Yeah.
Let's wrap up a little bit of our Vegas trip that we definitely did not podcast about.
Because it hadn't even happened yet.
It had not.
We had no idea what the night had in store for us.
So we wrapped up on Thursday. Great day at the show. Yep. Had a little dinner. Mm-hmm. It was good. Mm-hmm. Got back and started prepping for our evening at the Cooler Master party at the Palms as well. And Cooler Master has a nice suite that has a... it's actually a party me and Sean went to last year. They have an Infinity Edge pool that looks out over the strip. It's a giant like jacuzzi pool off the back. It's gorgeous.
Isn't that the Playboy suite?
It's kind of, it looks very similar to that. Very, very similar to that. It has like a gym and a sauna, all this crap. So we showed up a bit late.
Yeah.
For our usual selves.
What, 11 o'clock?
Yeah. Started at like 8. Night was going. Yeah, night was going.
Oh, it's good. Yeah, we got some dancing in. Night was going. My buddy was DJing it, and he was playing some fat beats. And
my friend's also the head of marketing for them, Rajiv.
Mm-hmm.
And he was also DJing. He was quite knockered.
He was my favorite.
Lizard's fans. And as the night went on, we were all drinking heavily. It was a great night.
Good time.
Started to tone down, and they started kicking people out. Rajiv's like, you three are cool. These two other guys and that chick, they're cool. Everybody else, get the fuck out. Yeah. Because they also use this suite to do demos during the day of all the products. Because
they don't have a booth on the floor.
Yeah, you like set up interviews to go over to their suite and see this stuff. So he's like, we got to clean up, whatever. And everybody leaves. So two of the guys...
and maybe you guys should have at this point, right?
Okay. No.
The dream. That's loser talk, yeah. Sean.
Okay.
No quitters are nerdtastic.
Okay.
No, so we, you know, we're hanging out. We kind of get comfortable and stuff, and they turn on the jacuzzi pool. Now, the jacuzzi pool didn't work the last year, no one got in the pool last year. But this year, it was on. So Jack's like, I'm getting in that pool.
Yeah, I've been dying.
He strips down to his skivvies, and he hops in the pool. I'm like, you know what? I'm getting in that pool. So we strip down to our skivvies, and we're hanging out in this jacuzzi pool with two dudes and a very nice woman who was there at the party too.
In a C-3PO one piece.
In a C-3PO one piece, drinking heavily. And people were like slipping and sliding all night long, man. Like anytime someone got out of the pool, it was like wha-bam, wha-bam, wha-bam. Yeah. People would take it out.
No lifeguard pools, on duty out there.
At one point, I fell and totally like ripped up my arm, hit my head on the side of the pool.
Liz did not get in. Liz wasn't partaking. She's like, I'm gonna go dance with Rajiv, and I'm gonna be a DJ just like him.
Yeah.
I was about to.
So come about 1:30, I got out of the pool to go to the bathroom, and I'm like, this is weird.
You were in the pool. Why didn't you just go to the bathroom there?
Well, you know.
Good point. Good
responsible
point,
pool goer.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Anyway, so I'm walking. I walk to the bathroom, and I'm thinking to myself, because I'm pretty darn drunk right now. I'm thinking, I'm proud of myself. I haven't slipped and fallen and busted my ass yet.
Everyone else.
I go to the bathroom. I come back out, and I'm like, you know what? As a responsible drinker, I should get some water right now and drink myself some water so I don't get too hungover for tomorrow, because we're gonna walk the show for the rest of the day. So I look over the end of the bar, and I'm like, that's where I'm going. And I take a turn, and I step directly on a piece of broken beer bottle the size of my finger. And it cuts my foot wide open, about an inch gash in the bottom of my foot. So, like, I feel the pressure.
Kearney's going to pass out, man.
I feel the pressure on the bottom of my foot. And I lift it up, and I look down, and there's the beer bottle. I'm like, oh, that's not good. And I'm like, well, maybe.
It didn't.
I've got superhero feet. And I look under, and no, it's just pouring blood. And I'm like, fuck. All right, so I go around the bar, and I'm like, I got to find something to wrap this up. I need to put pressure on it because I know I'm bleeding too much.
Kearney's going to pass out.
I spend about five, maybe 10 seconds behind the bar looking for something. There's nothing. It's completely cleaned out. There's like plastic bags, and that's it. And then I realize I have a towel over my shoulder because I just towelled off in the pool. So I wrap my foot up in that, and then I crawl across the carpet to where the chairs are, and I'm just kind of kneeling there Indian style. I'm like, someone's got to get someone because I cut my foot and I'm bleeding and I don't feel so good anymore. And I sit down and I elevate my foot, and then someone brings me a bucket, and I just start yakking into the bucket.
I'm getting wrecked out of the pool. I'm in the hot jacuzzi. Dude, they had not even Jack and Coke, they had Johnny Walker Black and Coke. That's what I was doing. I'm like, I'm finishing in this bottle. Liz, I had to clearly, with Rajiv, saw Sean crawl across the floor and was still like, listen to the upset. All shit's going off. And so,
well, I think at one point when you laid down, I was like, no, don't be that guy.
Liz was just wrecked. Everyone was so wasted.
Because the guy the night before,
who sprained
his ankle, was laying on the floor with it elevated, and we were all pointing and laughing, and look at that nerd who got hurt at the party.
I had a better reason, though, because I was actually bleeding.
But he wasn't telling at this point. He hadn't really said anything. So the other guy who was
helping her was too drunk to send the message across the rest of the party.
This guy who works for Rajiv Carter wasn't really drunk at all, and he was just kind of there. Because
he had also been taking care of a couple of other drunk people.
Yeah, he was helping some other people. So he comes out to me, he's like, hey dude, your friend's bleeding in there. And I was pretty drunk, and I'm like, man, this is the literally, dude, you feel like you're the fucking king of the world. You're in this jacuzzi, like Scarface style, and it's the whole view of the strip. It's gorgeous. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, well, fucking tell him to put a band-aid on. Why are you coming to tell me this, Carter? And I'm like, and I keep drinking my drink. He walks away. So I'm like, all right,
problem solved.
Probably not even a minute. Okay, dude, he's really bad in there, and he's whatever. And I'm like, fuck! And I'm like, yeah, yell out loud.
Oh,
I'm like,
poor Jack ruined the night.
Oh, no. I didn't ruin shit. But in my head, I'm like, what's going on? So I get out of the pool, and I come in, and it was way worse than I did. Like, I walk in, and he's on the floor, and he's like dry heaving in the bucket. I'm like,
I was not dry heaving. I threw up four times, and I felt great afterwards.
Anyways,
I felt great afterwards.
No bullshit. He was throwing up in the bucket. So I walk in and we see him, and I'm like, what's going on? How bad is it? He pulls the towel off, shows me. I'm like, okay, that's bad.
You sobered up immediately.
I had no fucking
choice. So did I.
Well, you had thrown up. You had, you know, you had all out. But Jack Juice is like, bam.
So he does this, and I'm like, in my head, it registers with me. Like, what's, I'm like, fuck. I'm like,
because
Rajiv had like let us stay longer. Like, I'm like, fuck, I don't want to get him in trouble. And I look at him, I'm like, well, I'm like, is it still bleeding? And Sean like shows me, and it comes out a little bit. And I'm like, all right. But then he goes, no, you should see how bad I go, oh, it doesn't look too bad. We'll wrap it. He goes, no, you might want to get an idea how look. Much blood he lost. Because he goes, I'm not feeling like, are you okay? And he's like, I'm feeling really lightheaded. I'm like, pale. You didn't lose. Yeah, you didn't lose any blood. And Carter's like, go in the bar area, dude. I'm like, what are you talking about? It looked like fucking somebody had been shot.
Yeah.
The floor.
Murder scene. Had,
I'm sorry, yeah. Kearney. Kearney, however you're imagining it was that bad to me when I turned the corner.
And this is the fucked up part. No one took pictures. No one. There are no pictures.
So I go into like, I hit panic mode.
To show Kearney right now.
Instagram.
Oh my god. Oh no, then you're going to love where I'm going to go with this.
Because I never looked at the floor after I was looking around.
He crawled out like a wounded veteran.
I wrapped myself up and I walked out. And or hobbled out or whatever.
So he gets out. So I look at this and I'm like, my mind's going all over the place. I'm like, okay, one. I'm like, if we call down in my head, because they were like, no, to get a first aid, call down. I go, and then I see this. I'm like, okay, first of all, you call and they see this, they're gonna go wake up the CEO of Cooler Master. My buddy Rajiv's gonna get in trouble. Shit's gonna go down. We're never gonna be able to do this again. I look at Sean. I'm like, can we get you prepped to go to the ER? I'm like, what time are the maids coming? Because they do the thing in the morning. He's like, they're coming at 8. I'm like, you can't fuck. Give me some towels. So I CSI it, go into the bar, and I fuck with a bottle of water, and I scrub down the entire fucking bloody nightmare. And I throw the towels away. I tuck them under some fucking beer bottles and a thing.
Well, the best was...
And they're laughing. Her and Regina were like, you have one down there? Blah, blah. I'm like, I want to kill everyone.
Well, that looks pretty fucked up. Does it hurt?
Because Regina's like, why is that guy laying down on the floor at this party? And I was like, oh, I think he's bleeding. And he was like, no. And I'm like, no, I think that's the one that's bleeding. And then Jack comes walking by with like this wad of bloody towels. And Regina's like,
I actually expected the towels to be bloodier, to be totally honest, the way that everyone talked about it.
I think the sections that I had before I wrapped it up were nasty enough. But in my head, I'm like, got to get it cleaned up, got to make sure Sean's okay. I come out, we grab like a Live Strong band.
So Carter, this was actually pretty clutch. We're like, we got to wrap this with something. We need to
he's
keep
gotta
pressure
on it.
Yeah. So he's like, okay, well, I got a bunch of cocktail napkins and I got this rubber bracelet. And we were like, sweet, do it up. So we slapped that on the bottom. I've wrapped it up with
it was complete.
And it totally worked. In hindsight, we probably should have used a hand towel instead of... But it worked out all right. So then we have the conversation. So
I walk up to him, I'm thinking about things. We got two options.
Are we going to Walgreens?
I go Walgreens or ER. And he looks at me, he's like... And yeah, you were undecided for a second.
I was, because I was going through my head. I was like... I don't know. It didn't hurt that bad. So yeah. I was like, I don't know if I need stitches or not. Because it was like borderline. It was like an inch long cut, but it was very clean. It opened and closed really easily. It seemed to not be bleeding that bad at the time. So I was, there was a hair of a moment. Because
all
we
could do is
like,
butterfly it. I'm like, we're going to butterfly it, put a bandage on it.
There was a hair of a moment where I was like, we could super glue and butterfly this and I'd probably be fine. But.
Seriously, this conversation was happening. And it was very straightforward. I'm like, we got two options.
Two things crossed my mind. I stepped on glass, and tetanus if I broke shot. Any of that glass, it may be still in my foot. And the other thing was I bled a lot. That's probably not a good thing. And maybe I need stitches to keep this together. So my biggest worry was we were going to do something half-assed, and it would open up again, and I'd get infected. So that's why I was like, you know what? We really should go to the emergency room. And then the real fun started.
So we get his shoes on. We get him down. We get downstairs. Hobble him downstairs.
Yeah, the thing that shocked me a little bit too is Jack's like, all right, so it's 1.7 miles to the nearest urgent care. And I was like, I got to walk I actually thought, I have to walk 1.7 miles. This is never going to happen. So I'm like, Jack, do I have to walk far? And he's like, no. We'll go to the car. That's down in the lobby. And we drive there. I'm like, okay, totally. Let's do this.
Dude, I'm like in literally go time. I'm like, this is Sean. We got to get Sean. Ready? Rajiv, are you okay? Go to bed.
And Liz, you were in go time too, right? Like, go be a DJ.
No, she was fucking
playing one more Ziggy Marley song.
She was like, let me fill my cup up one more time. Down there.
The best is that we're leaving, we're walking out, and she had said earlier, she's like, I really, they had these Cooler Master shirts
really cool
on, and I was like, I was pissed about like just the world at this moment. So I walk out, I look at Rajiv, I go, dude, she wants your shirt. He's like, wow.
I said, I want to get a shirt.
I go, now. He goes, okay. And he's drunk enough, he took it off. I was like, thank you, we're leaving. We get the fuck out of here. So Liz got his shirt.
I have a shirt.
We get down there, we come out, and I'm like, okay, we got to weigh this. And then they talk about, let's go to urgent care, and in my head, I'm like, urgent care is usually closed early, but I'm like, whatever, we'll try. So we go to one.
Open. Roll the
sure
dice.
Enough, it's
except
fucking closed.
Urgent care.
It's closed. So after there, like, let's weigh it again. Just and I'm pretty sure it's the second weighs after the urgent care that fucked us, because I think at one point you said Valley.
Yeah.
Which is, in retrospect, is the one we should have went to.
Which is the one that everyone had told us in retrospect
we should have gone to. In turn, the first one that comes up is one called MCU.
UMC.
UMC.
UMC. University Medical Center. Yeah. It is a learning hospital that apparently all of the hobos
You said Yelp, though. You guys were like, it's got two
Yelp reviews. Four stars.
They were like, they were so nice
from
to me.
The two homeless men with iPhones.
So,
I forgot about the learning hospital thing, too.
So we walked in and, like, at first, there was the happy three of us.
Oh,
it was kind of like, we're going to get seen in like, we're going to get seen in 5 minutes, get the fuck out of there, and it's going to be good.
Yeah, the registration process was cool. We're making jokes and shit with the guy.
But we see the rest of the waiting room. And the waiting room is looks like the homeless trying to stay warm because it was cold out.
It was a man with no legs.
Oh, it was
a few fingers missing.
Full spectrum of everybody you expect to see.
People hanging up stuff.
Sleeping in... Yeah, it was bad.
They had like burlap sacks sheets over themselves, like so they could sleep like without a whole bunch of.
We walked
they
in. It was like
had a, the only nurse I've ever seen with glitter on her face.
Yeah,
and like a juicy jumpsuit.
Yeah,
that wasn't a nurse.
It was a nurse.
Oh, she was. She was the trauma nurse.
Oh yeah.
So we roll up. We roll up and I'm looking around and I see a couple of people with surgical masks on. I'm like, that's not a bad idea. And there's a box right there on the counter when you walk in. Like,
please
sweet.
Wear a mask.
Surgical mask. I wore that mask the entire time I was there. These two yahoos.
So how do you feel, Sean?
I feel great.
Hey, Jack and Liz, who do not wear masks, how are you guys feeling?
Fucking dog shit.
So let that be a lesson to you guys.
Respiratory problems. We get the list goes on and on.
If you go to the ER, wear a mask.
Okay, first of all, don't ever go to UMC.
ER,
so we're there, and everybody's happy.
I was even asked to go sit somewhere else because I was laughing too much.
Mm-hmm. We did. Don't sit over there. We're still having fun.
Could you please
fun.
Go and sit over there?
Okay. Wow. Did they have a liquor, like a bar there?
No, but I was still super they did. Drunk.
About 4 hours in?
The thing that really sucked was, like, they had me in a wheelchair, and it wasn't a wheelchair that had wheels. Like, it was a wheelchair that locked to the back, right?
Sean, that's a chair.
I hope he's going to bring up...
Let me explain. It was a chair that had wheels on it, but they were all on the bottom, and they were small wheels, so you had to have someone push you around.
Oh, okay,
it actually had, like, a locking lever in the back, so you had to, like... Like, I actually tried a couple of times. I, like, close it, and I'm like, with my one foot.
Quasimodo it over. Oh, God.
Because I couldn't just roll it with my arms. And Jack, like, poor Jack. I had to go to the bathroom.
No, I caught him one time trying to do it himself. I'm like the grandpa getting away. I'm like, grandpa, where the fuck are you going?
I had to piss every hour of the 6 hours that we were waiting in the emergency room.
Six hours, seriously.
Every single hour. And I'm like, well,
Jack,
I got it.
And he would look over at me and go, I got to go to the body. during the first 4 hours that Liz was still there, the one time she's like, I mean, do you have to hold it? Like, she didn't grasp. She couldn't see where we were going. So I think at one point, she thought I was helping him in there and like getting
out of there. You're a great friend, Jack.
For me and
he's like, I have to go help Sean.
I need someone to wipe me.
Well, like, he would hobble in. I'd get him to the door. He'd jump one foot in.
Yeah,
and then he'd come out, jump one foot out. And I'd roll his ass back, drop him off.
I had to like kneel on the toilet seat while I was peeing, like this weird kind of thing.
Well, and also, I'd like to point out, I was there only the first 4 hours. I tried to stay. Like, you kept trying to send me home.
Okay, look, I went on record.
Yes.
As soon as we got probably an hour in, I'm like, you know what? Let's go. There's no point all of us to be here. This is horrible.
Nope.
I mean, like, the blanket's over. People are, like, coughing everywhere. I'm like, get out of here. There's no reason. And she's still like, I'm trooper. Hour two. Woo! Okay. Hour three.
Man, this kind of
sucks.
Hour four. By herself next to you. And like,
hour four.
No, hour four, there was a turning point. They were there.
Hour four is when the man next to me. Because before that. Yeah.
it got nasty.
Because then, there were people talking about just random stuff. Like the one lady who had some sort of like bronchial infection since before Thanksgiving. But
it was okay on Christmas.
Yeah, no. It was New Year's.
Because
she said, I've been in pain every day since
I've been drinking the Hennessy.
And she's like, except for New Year's. Because you know I was on drinking the Hennessy, and you don't feel nothing when you're drinking the Hennessy.
And that chick was like, there was another chick there. She was like,
she's like, I do that because my man's away.
No, that was then they started talking about being how like her man was in prison. He's getting out in 2 months. And
making all this up.
It was like
one woman
was
sympathizing,
like a
saying like, oh, that's. She's like, well, no. She's like, I know. Well, I know where he is. I know he ain't cheating on me. And I'm like, well, that's.
with
and
a
at
woman.
One point I, at one yeah. point I like look at Jack and I'm like, do you are you listening?
It was like
to
a prison lunchroom conversation and the best, on the water. Yeah. That's so the what best, it sounded like.
So I think at this point you were asleep. You had the blanket.
I threw
asleep,
the hobo rag over me and I was trying to sleep.
Jack's just like staring straight ahead and I'm like, do
I'm
you
very angry.
He's chewing his tongue. He's just
and so I'm like, can you hear what they're saying? And he's like, listen. It is taking everything in me to concentrate on this Phineas and Ferb episode.
Okay? So two TVs. And I'm like, okay. Two TVs. Okay, one across the wall
I am
has
by myself.
6 hours of Disney Junior that luckily I have two girls who love it, and I'm getting into it because that's the only thing keeping me sane. Above me is the second TV playing ABC
local
News.
News.
Oh, that, as lovely. You will know, the recycles every 20 minutes. Awesome. The best is
the
when all else failed right before we go in. I'm dictating back before she can finish it to Sean. He's like, what are you talking about? I go, I'm just giving you the news that I've heard 18 fucking times.
So when when the guy next to me starts dry heaving, and I was like, okay, I'm done.
She turns to me slowly. And the welling was happening. No, and I'm still at my breaking point. Like, I want to just hurt everybody. I'm like, I can't deal with you two. I'm calling you. There was
you
no question. I'm
leave.
Like, I'm calling you a cab. He's you like, need to leave.
And then I was just like, okay. Yeah, no, that's a good idea. And
go
I
back
knew.
To the casino and
I, no, I went back. I went back. I just went back to the room and luckily, thank God for blackout curtains and was asleep in no time. But.
So we finally got called after the sun came up.
Yeah.
Jesus. They rolled three of us out to Trump. They're like, Trump's taking some people.
I finally bitched after you were like, what's going on up there, Jack?
And I asked at one point, I said, can you give us like a ballpark? And she was like, no, I can't. And I'm like, okay.
All right. Well, we were there for shift change. Multiple shift
change. Glitter?
I'm not shitting you. 6 hours.
Like, we need to talk to them after the shift change because that's when shit gets forgotten. Yeah. So this has to happen now.
Yeah, that's when they think that people have like been discharged.
I honestly think the only reason that we got seen then was because it was 8 o'clock and doctor shifts were starting for that day.
Yeah.
So we went into trauma. The dude
sent us to a whole other wing.
You know, the dude looks at it and he's like, you know, we're gonna take a couple X-rays, make sure there's no foreign object in there, no glass. You know, we gotta get that stuff out. And he, that stuff is kind of done in about 15 minutes. And he comes back and he's like, so I mean, you know, I could give you stitches, but I'd have to inject the Novocaine, the lidocaine. Inside the cut
directly
into the bottom of your foot.
It's horrible.
Does it hurt real bad?
Nip.
It's gonna burn a lot. And he's like, if it was me, I wouldn't do it. I'm like, here's the trauma doctor in an ER telling
Curtis,
me
he was just straight up. He's like, he is going to hurt a lot.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, just glue it up and send.
And
me
I'm looking at Sean
going
like this, going, dude, you don't want any more pain. I'm sitting with him, so I'm like gonna have to watch. I'm like, you don't want that pain. You don't want that pain. The doctor told him. He's like, He goes. The shot alone is gonna hurt you more than
just having to open up your foot and then slide that needle in.
Oh, the best. The chick. So like two things down though is a girl who had like pain and was like a morphine kind of freak. The best is she's in there. And she was a morphine addict, but she from like some shoulder pain and she down there. We could hear her. And yeah, because the guy comes up and she's like,
just hear,
oh, she's wailing. And I'm like, oh, God, we're in trauma. This is, I'm like, I look at Sean.
I'm like,
this
what
is Pinnacle's mind. This is it. This is Vegas, everybody. This is Vegas.
That's what I'm talking about. You were at the Greyhound bus station.
Yes, dude. You know, we experienced the side many people will never get to experience.
Here's the thing. We got to go to the Hardwood Suite at the Palms one night.
And then I look at Liz. I go, we were just at a fucking $10,000 a night suite, and now we're in hell. How the fuck does this happen?
And only in Las Vegas.
Only in Las Vegas. It's true.
The chick, though, goes down, and the guy's like, well... What I don't know if I can help you. She's like, well, I you know, they usually give me morphine. And he's like, well, what's your pain manager, your doctor? Yeah, what does he have you on? And she throws out some crazy fucking number. And the doctor's like, well, okay, I'll go ahead and be honest with you. I can give you this, which is like, so she threw out like 60, and he's like, I can give you 5. And that will do nothing for where you're at. So I'm going to go ahead and try to reach out to your doctor and see what we can do about this. But I'm sorry that nothing I can give you here is going to fix this.
Well, and then the next day,
he was
had
shocked. You could hear it in his voice. He's like, that's a lot of morphine. What's wrong with you?
The next night we had dinner with my parents, who as soon as we told them we were at UMC, were like, what? No, you should have gone to Valley. Yeah. My dad's like, they give you morphine when you walk in that place.
Her dad did this.
Like, no, don't UMC? Go to UMC.
No, the fucking cab.
The cab driver on the way to the hotel was like, oh, you that guy? Which hotel?
Ghetto was fucked, just like this. Ghetto was
We couldn't tell if it was a male or a female. Yeah.
I need my money on woman.
Y'all saw Dre last night. Check it out. I got some Beat headphone from that. Yeah,
she was
shit.
Awesome. She was like, oh, you went to UMC? Shit.
She's like, you know Valley's right over here. You should have gone to Valley. I'm like, I know.
Why didn't you go to Valley?
I just look at her face. It's like,
I could have had V8 too.
Yeah.
God damn it. So, we rolled in at 9 and slept till 3:30.
Yeah, just about.
Something like that.
I had a magical drive home.
When they came back.
No, that's the most fucked up part. Is these two fuckers went out that night and they were so wasted the next day, I had to drive home with my bum fucking foot. So I drove all the way home from Vegas using only the cruise control and stepping on the brakes occasionally, because every time I put pressure on the brake, my foot would hurt.
Well, here's the deal.
And I was so pissed. I was just like, and Liz is trying to start conversation. I'm like, we need different music.
I'd be like, okay, what have we got?
Well, like, Liz sprung, like, she had mentioned it before we got there, but I had forgot that there was another party at Marquee, which is, like, the dope-ass club. Yeah. Like, I'd wanted to see. And a big DJ was playing, too. Like, I messaged Brian. I was like, dude, I'm seeing Dash. He's like,
Dash Berlin. Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me? I'm like, no, we got it for free. He's like, fuck yeah, I just got a bunch of fuck yous across my text. And, so we go do that.
But before they do that, after dinner, I'm like, okay, so hey. So what are we doing? Jack's like, so what are we doing? I'm like, I would love strip to go club. To a strip club right now.
Now and that was like, on our to-do list.
And just strip get my spirits up because like, I can't do anything else.
It's like 6 right o'clock, now. Though.
It's 8 o'clock.
It was 8. We had dinner
it's
at 6. 8
o'clock.
Dinner was at 6.
It's 8 o'clock.
4 hours.
And I'm like, let's go to a strip club for like an hour, and my spirits will be up. It'll be cool. And Jack's like, I really want to see Circus Circus. Let's go to Circus Circus. I'm like, I guess Jack gets what Jack wants. And we're fucking.
I didn't realize it. You
we're fucking out. Walking around Circus Circus with my goddamn crutches that I'm still learning how to use.
Can I also point out that Circus Circus is the official hotel of the Greyhound bus side of Las Vegas?
So they're playing. Oh, it is. They're playing video games. Like, you want to play any video? I'm like, no.
Hey Sean, I have here. Some quarters. You want? No.
He might have. Not he might have. I take that back. He was the unhappiest person in Vegas at this moment.
I'll have a picture of it. We'll have to show at some point.
I was so not having it.
So not having it.
Yeah. And we attempted and we tried. And
we should have gone and to a Sean, strip club.
We should, for Sean's sake, we should have went.
In hindsight, we should have just gone and seen.
We should have not gone on the roller coaster.
No,
and just gone to the strip club.
And Circus Circus is exactly everything you said.
Yeah,
I can actually see with kids, it'd probably be fun. It is ghetto.
Oh, it's ghetto as fuck.
Fantastic.
It's just there was like just a wall of secondhand smoke when you walk in there. It's just. Yeah, it's
coming out of the carpet.
Yeah, but
coming
like so.
Sean, I went back to the hotel and just read.
Sean just goes,
and then fell asleep.
He ordered fruit. You ordered fruit. I you were happy fruit about
plate.
The fruit plate.
I was so happy about my fruit plate.
That's right. That was the one moment. The room and he's it was so cute. That was just the like one popped moment. Up in bed with like the
yep,
tray, and, like, and he just looked so.
Read my tablet. I was so happy because that was the one moment in Vegas that I had a particular craving for food. I was like, I want fruit. They better have a fucking fruit platter. And the fruit platter came, and it was delicious.
It looked awesome.
It had the perfect ripeness of blueberries and just the right spread of melon and
pineapple. Well, then I think,
melon
Jack was like, and it's in a happy face.
Yeah, I was like, look at that. I literally was trying so hard
it
with him. I'm like,
a happy
I was,
face.
I was like, I was so like, dude, happy. I'll bring the tray over to you.
But they were dead so to nice. Me. They were dead to me because of the strip club.
He literally was so just
to be
not
fair, rightfully so.
I was like, just go do your thing, and I will be happy here alone with my foot.
Yeah.
And your fruit.
And your fruit.
And
fruit.
And so in the morning, we got up, got ready, and Sean had a good night's sleep. We didn't. And and we got up to go, and Sean got
he
up and was
out
doing
a little bit
doing
I fucking,
stuff.
I packed the whole
he packed
shit
the
up.
Whole shit up.
With I was hopping around the hotel, packing everything up, because I'm like, I
no, no,
would
no.
Rest.
He's, he it is. Sean's being Sean at this point, letting it all out. So we get in the car, and I'm like, all right, we'll drive. So we start driving, and I'm driving, and it's Josh knows this about. Like, I've just not – the only accident I've ever been in bad was falling asleep.
We could have used that assistant driving.
Yeah.
Assisted
driving. So I hit right before prim, probably
well,
about 10 minutes
we got
out.
Before we get in the car, Jack says to me, I don't know how long I can drive. Do you think you could drive for a little bit? And I said, yeah, I could do that.
Oh, that's right. I did give a disclaimer to you. I was like, I hadn't told Sean yet. I'm like, I because you know why, Sean? Because I literally thought Liz could. And I was thinking about you. And Liz is like, I realized when we started driving, you passed out instantly. I'm like, well, fuck me. And Sean was in the back reading.
You woke up when I got in the driver's seat. And you stayed awake the whole time. Until like the last half hour.
I just wanted to keep
So right before Prim, dude, I was going down heavy. I look at Sean, I'm like, dude.
I look at Jack, turns to me and is like, you know, I've been doing this with the gas and seeing where my foot's at. I think you'll be fine.
I've been testing it with my foot. I'm like, I haven't used my heel once. I think he's going to be okay. Dude, once I got in the back, I was out. I was like, clearly the image that Liz boosted on her Facebook page.
And again, I'm going to say that was the best of the four that I took.
Which I want to thank you. She told me at one point, you said, he's probably not going to be happy with this. Or you said something in my defense, which thank you for that.
He said, he's not going to like that. And I go, well, it's the best of the four. So.
He doesn't look bad.
Thank you for the initial.
So you guys made
about
it home,
as much
right?
as you trying to get her to drive.
And Sean walked in the door without crutches. So
I did today. So I was on crutches for 3.5-ish days. I went to the doctor yesterday. He's like, it's fine. Yeah. Just don't stretch it and, you know, make sure you walk flat on it and don't go up any stairs. Yeah. And
I mean, in retrospect, I wish we had the extra day on the floor. There was a lot of things that we all wish.
Because we literally blew through the second hall knowing we were coming back the next day. And
so
we're like, I'm seeing this and I'm seeing that. And I can't wait.
Stop tomorrow.
It's gonna be
awesome. And like, people had already, like, it was at the end of the day, so they had kind of folded up their booths for the day anyway. It wasn't, there weren't many we could stop anyway. But yeah, it's a bummer.
I'd hope to go back to Razer. They have this crazy modular PC thing they're building where you literally can, like, pull out, like, whole units, slide them back in, and, like, do upgrades and stuff. I posted on Facebook a little bit, but...
Yeah. I wanted to play with Wacom's, like, they have a portable Cintiq that you can actually plug into your notebook, which looks rad, and I wanted to play with that. I wanted to see some 3D printers and actually just judge, like, which one actually works best for the
price.
Because
even when we were just running through that alley, you could tell that there were some that, like...
There were some that were kind of crappy, and there were some that were, like, super impressive.
Seriously, she was funny, though, dude. She would not look or stop at shit. She's like, and she make it a point, she's like, I ain't looking at shit.
I'm not looking at it.
Looking at that,
I need to see with fresh eyes tomorrow when we're back in the morning.
We were tired and we were hungry, and we had walked for a good 6 hours that day.
Yeah,
I think at that point you also
your
were hangry.
Feet must have very hurt.
You know what's ironic? You know what's ironic is my foot didn't hurt as bad from the cut as it did from any
from
other
walk.
Really?
Yeah,
absolutely. My back was fucking wrecked. Yeah, like it was bad. But the foot cut thing was surprisingly less painful than I thought it was going to be.
So, Nertastic in 3D, CES 2014, success.
I've learned a couple things. One, always carry food on you for Liz. Yes. Two, if Sean even mentions strip club, you go to the fucking
club. Go to the strip club as soon as you can.
If you're going in a pool at a party, you better wear some shoes.
And I wasn't purposely keeping him from it either. He's like family to me. In my head, I'm like, 8 o'clock. I'm like, that's early. I don't go. We'll go after this or something. And
get some drinks.
We walked. Yeah, it hit a point where...
Well,
when he let that go, and
Sean
I was ready
like,
to hear that.
I'm sweating.
Oh, that's right. You're like,
I'm tired.
The way I look at it, in Vegas, there's no clocks in the casino, so you can do whatever the fuck, whenever the fuck you want.
Yeah. That was my thing.
You know what I think?
Well,
I think that
we
next
hit
year,
a point at which, like, I wouldn't even
you
have
three
gone
should
to
come
the
with
club
us.
Afterward.
Josh attempted.
I had a flight in on Friday in the morning. I freaking slipped my shoulder out on Thursday night being an idiot. And so I had called Southwest because I had a doctor's appointment on Friday morning. And I called Southwest. I was just like, hey, can I get a refund? They're just like, no.
No.
And
you
I was
can
just
bank
like,
it for your next
year. Yeah, and then so they banked me money. So
So this is what's
so you're all
happen.
Set for next year.
Exactly.
Come February
or
March this year when the hotel schedule opens up for the time that CES is at, we are all going.
Yeah,
so
it is free.
Plot
it's
that
free.
Out.
Like
that's
we said, thousand emails that we sent to all you jackasses. It's free to
as
sign up until
sign
the
up.
Last 2 months,
and
it's like $200. Parties are free.
Yeah, I think it's like up until October 31st. It's free admission.
And I hear the fruit is delicious.
At the Luxor.
We can't really vouch for any fruit anywhere else. But I
don't know if I'd stay there again. I don't know if I'd stay there again.
Sweet setup though. I think.
But I think we could probably get a better sweet setup. Maybe like the Venetian or something.
Depends on how much you want to spend. Honestly, it was like $280 for the hotel for the 3 days, so it was a good deal.
That's a good deal. Yeah, it was a good price. Yeah, that's true.
Per person?
No.
For the whole thing?
No. Yeah.
I looked at it, I was like, oh shit, we're good to go.
Yeah.
Which reminds me, cash.
And that everybody
can settle up. Yes. On that note.
And I'm then, Sean Fell. Oh, yeah, we so. Met. We before you close it, but I know before we close it, let's just we clearly didn't have Jason Carter this week. I think we'll be back next week with some big news that hasn't been shared with everybody yet. So,
and we're recording this episode on a phone, by the way.
Hey, Apple. If anybody from Apple's listening to this, why the fuck do you take the line ins out of the new MacBook
Pro? Hey, Curry, what the fuck?
I'm calling my man, Tim Cook.
I just love being able to point to you. So, TC. Fucking Kearney, what's wrong with your product?
No, it is fucking ridiculous. It makes no sense.
We gave you USB.
What? Yeah.
What do you want?
There's Thunderbolt. You can just Thunderbolt.
Shit. You're going to have to check. Buy a couple more adapters. Apple brand only.
Yeah.
We're going to have to check with the super geniuses on that.
All I can say is, man, those screens look pretty.
Very nice. Man. Beautiful screen. It's crisp.
So, yes.
With that,
so I'm Sean Fennell.
I'm Jack Geckler.
I'm Liz Herron.
I'm Shlomo Kearney.
Assalamu alaikum.
I did it right this time.
I'm Josh LeBrot.
And we are fantastic.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.